Report brought to you by JCPenney. Does the University of Colorado football program use sex as a recruiting tool? The university hopes that it has taken a step toward answering that question. Bruce Morton has the details.
The CU Board of Regents adopted President Elizabeth Hoffman's resolution to appoint an independent investigating committee. It is to report its findings to the board no later than April 30. The committee will be co-chaired by a couple of former state representatives, Peggy Lamb and Joyce Lawrence. For his part, Buffs coach Gary Barnett says he doesn't care who chairs the committee because he claims, quote, we will be found innocent of all charges. Bruce Morton, Aurora.
The 911 tape of the calls from victims of attacks by pit bulls in Elbert County were released yesterday. The tape is in the possession of the Arapaho County District Attorney's Office, pending the decision to file charges and what those charges will be. The tape reveals the terror the victims of the attacks by three loose pit bulls caused when they killed a woman and injured two men on November 30th of last year. The tape also shows how understaffed the Elbert County Sheriff's Department was when the call started coming in. The first call came in about 10 a.m. from Bjorn Osmunds, whose wife Jennifer Brooke had been killed by the dogs, but it took about an hour for an officer to get to the home. A domestic violence call had also come in, and available deputies were sent to that call. Finally, a deputy went to the scene from 22 miles away. A deputy who was helping the 911 dispatcher field calls reportedly wasn't fully trained to do that duty and didn't understand how serious the dog attack call was at first. Four soldiers killed last month in Iraq were remembered yesterday at Fort Carson. Chief Warrant Officer Philip Johnson, Chief Warrant Officer Ian Manuel, Sergeant Christopher Golby, and Sergeant Michael DiRamondo were members of the 571st Air Ambulance Company. The helicopter they were in was shot down in Iraq. Fort Carson Sergeant Jason Mattis says the soldiers risked their lives by flying into dangerous areas to save other soldiers.
I don't think any of the men that we lost would want you to grieve for them. They wanted to do this job.
The 571st is expected to return home in the next few weeks. Seven of its soldiers have died in Iraq. President Bush is forming a commission that will investigate pre-war intelligence.
Today, by executive order, I am creating an independent commission chaired by Governor and former Senator Chuck Robb, Judge Lawrence Silberman, to look at American intelligence capabilities, especially our intelligence about weapons of mass destruction.
A growing controversy has been fueled by Dr. David Kaye, outgoing chief U.S. weapons inspector in Iraq. Last week, Kaye told Congress, quote, we were almost all wrong about the existence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Before the war, the Bush administration frequently cited the purported threat of WMD as one of the reasons for invading Iraq. The commission is not expected to complete work until well after the November presidential election. While their voices cracked with emotion, police in Sarasota, Florida today tearfully announced the discovery of the body of 11-year-old Carly Brucia, who has been missing since Sunday. Erin Runyon, whose daughter Samantha was kidnapped and killed in July, says that she feels bad for the family and knows what they're going through.
My heart just goes out to them, and I hope that they are showered with the kind of love that my family received, because it does help to know that so many people care, and if they do hear this, we all care. We're praying for you.
Brucia was walking home from a friend's house when she was approached by a man who led her away after grabbing her arm. The incident was captured on a car wash surveillance videotape. Police are holding Joseph Smith, the father of three little girls himself, in connection with her kidnapping and murder. Smith has been arrested more than a dozen times in just over a decade. Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt today endorsed the candidacy of Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Gephardt told supporters that Kerry has stood up against powerful special interests and has the leadership ability to realize the goal of having every person covered with health insurance. Kerry hopes to tighten his grip on frontrunner status with caucus wins in three states this weekend. Heading into the last 2 hours of trading, stocks are trending higher. The Dow is up more than 60 points. The NASDAQ up 32. The S&P 500 up nearly 11. In sports, the Denver Nuggets are on the road to California to play the Golden State Warriors tonight. Nuggets beat the Warriors when they last played at the end of December. Nuggets coming off their walloping of the Portland Trail Blazers on Monday. Colorado Avalanche have some time off for the All-Star break. They'll be back in action Tuesday at the Pepsi Center against the New York Islanders. Last night, the Avs lost 3-2 to the Detroit Red Wings. It's the JCPenney two-day sale, Friday and Saturday, save store-wide, plus clearance, 75% off original prices when you take an additional 50% off clearance prices. It's all inside JCPenney. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
Hi, this is Brenda Francis from Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, and today I'm here to talk to you about not wine, but beer. We at Golden Triangle have been working really hard to bring you some of the best microbrews we could find. Recently, we brought in beers from Snake River. We brought in some Le Fin du Monde. We brought in a bunch of different beers from the Left Hand Brewery, Twisted Pine, Avery, and even some beers from Stone Brewing. Do you like hoppy beers, IPAs, extra special bitters? How about porters, stouts? Do you like wheat beers? Golden Triangle has a wonderful selection of microbrews. We at Golden Triangle know there are a lot of microbrew drinkers out there, and we're doing everything that we can to bring you the best selection of microbrews so that Golden Triangle will always be an exciting place to shop. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter where we not only talk about our favorite wines of the week, but we also feature some of our favorite microbrews. www.goldentrianglewines.com. Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits. We're at the corner of 12th and Broadway. Call 303-893-8437.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to check the roads with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Trying to clear an accident southbound I-25 at 23rd. The left lane still blocked, so watch for that. Got a new accident southbound 225 at Yosemite or approaching Yosemite. That's got things backed up past Parker Road. Now use your Verizon Wireless to download Alejandro Sanz's pictures and ringtones from his latest album, No Es Lo Mismo. To get Verizon Wireless service, call 1-800-256-4646. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. A dry air mass over our area gives us nice and sunny skies, high of 33. Clear tonight down to 12, and for tomorrow, lots of sun, just a few clouds and a few degrees warmer, high of 40. Sunday, the clouds come back. We do have a chance of snow showers, cooler, 35. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's mostly sunny, 36 degrees now. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news is 12:35, or when it breaks, on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 3 o'clock. Today, we're giving away tickets to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. We have 5 pairs to give away. We'll do it between now and 3 o'clock. So keep listening. It's yet another reason to listen. We have a lot of things that we're going to be talking about today. President Bush's approval ratings, poll numbers, sinking like a stone, and not fast enough to suit me. But I'm reading my Denver Post this morning. Front page story above the fold, deposition. CU saw the need for parties. Ex-official and football coach discussed the advantage of showing recruits a good time. I see the byline. My good friend Dave Magoya, thank you so much for joining us, Dave Magoya.
Hi. How are you, Ian?
I'm very well. Ace investigative reporter, tell me,
careful. That's too much.
Oh, it is? Oh, all right. I'll take that back then. What's the story here at CU, and why is it taking them so long to launch an investigation?
For the school to launch it? Mm-hmm. Well, I think the school seemed to have figured quite long ago that they've solved the issue, that they put it to rest and dealt with it in the manner that they thought it needed to be dealt with. Now what's happening is all the old hens are coming to roost, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Lawsuits are coming out, depositions are being taken, and all that information and the contradictory pieces of that are making the light of day, and that's why you're seeing so much press. Perhaps wisely, the university let loose a great deal of these depositions yesterday. I think there were 17 of them. We were here till like midnight reading and writing, and, rather than them sprinkling them out little by little. So the university today, I guess, is the Board of Regents meeting, or may have started about 10 minutes ago, I think, are about to decide how they're going to approach and relook at this issue as to what they knew, when they knew it, and how they approached this kind of problem.
For those late to the party, explain what's been going on here,
bad,
what the story
bad
is.
Bad one, ain't it bad? The party, oh, come on.
I couldn't help myself, Dave.
In a nutshell, December 2001, every year, there is a trip that football recruits, the most touted prospects to the school, are brought to the university for a visit, an official visit under NCAA rules. In December 2001, there was a party put together by students. Whether it was for the recruits or not is in question. And it was an off-campus party in which football players brought some of the recruits that they were hosting, that they were responsible for, to the party, and it turned into an evening of alcohol, group sex, and all sorts of other problems. And thereafter, not long thereafter, there was an accusation made, a charge filed, that one of the girls at the party, now publicly identified as Lisa Simpson, was sexually assaulted against her will, of course, at this party. No charges were filed of sexual assault against any of the players or the recruits, but misdemeanor charges of contributing to the delinquency of minors were filed against four of the football players, not against any of the recruits or anyone else at that party. Now, fast forward through.
Delinquency, minors, who, meaning what?
Providing alcohol.
To minors.
That's right. And those minors were the recruits. They were high school students.
And this was in 2001.
This was December 2001.
And what's the drinking age now? 21? Is it 21? 18 for 3-2 beer and 21 for alcohol?
It's been a long time since I've had to worry about it. I don't know.
I don't either, but I think it's, is it 21? We're getting, from those who are closer to the limit, we're getting the news here that it's 21.
Yes, at the risk of being, you know, told I'm wrong. I don't know.
All right.
So fast forward.
All right. So what happened before? But it's now been almost 3 years.
It has.
What did the university do? What was its response to all of these allegations?
Well, the university internally has a judicial affairs process, and 9 students, which would, although they've never identified which ones, that were at that party, which likely included football players and some of the female students, were charged with infractions of the student code of conduct, and some of the football players lost scholarships. In fact, one of the players in the at that party, a former player, Corey Alexander, was forced to leave CU because it was either stay at the school under your own dollar or and not play football or go elsewhere. So he left, and a couple of the other players managed to stay through and. One of them is still on the football team.
What about the one accused? What about the people accused? One or several accused of the rape of Lisa Simpson?
That one of them was said to be a recruit, and he. I'm not quite sure which school. I do know he's playing in a school on the West Coast, playing football. But neither one of those two recruits came to the university.
All right, so there was some internal process that happened. Some people didn't get a scholarship.
That's
some
right.
people were let loose.
That's right.
And then business went on as usual. And how did this happen to heat up? Did she?
Well, then Lisa Simpson filed a civil lawsuit, the idea of which seems to have emanated from the DA, Mary Keenan, up in Boulder, because she did not prosecute anyone for sexual assault. Lisa filed a lawsuit, and they started taking depositions. Well, the firestorm hit when the deposition of Mary Keenan's came out where she claimed she put the school on notice as early as February 98 after a similar allegation of sexual assault on a by a recruit on a female happened in December 97. And Mary Keenan's allegation was that she believed the university was intentionally using sex as a recruiting tool for the football program. And that's when everything just blew wide open.
How is it that she has never been involved? Because the university handled everything internally through its own review process?
That's not true. She was involved in the initial criminal investigation into the sex assault, the alleged sex assault.
The 2001 sex assault.
That's right. And she did not charge anyone with felony sexual misconduct, but did charge them with the misdemeanors on contributing to the delinquency of minors. So she was very much involved in that process.
All right, so we fast forward, and now there is a lawsuit, a civil suit,
mm-hmm.
and is this in federal court?
It is. In fact, there are 3 lawsuits.
How did it happen to go to federal court? Why? What was
They're alleging a violation of federal Title IX, which, in a nutshell, is to ensure that athletic programs within universities are unbiased and don't treat women and men unfairly. From each other.
If you're just tuning in, my guest is Dave Magoya, investigative reporter for the Denver Post. It's a front page story today on what's the latest on CU and all this information that was released all at one time just yesterday. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So
in 2 waves. Yesterday was the biggest wave late in the day. So yeah.
All right, so now she, Lisa Simpson decides to go to federal court. Mm-hmm. It's a civil lawsuit. Mm-hmm. The blockbuster information here is from Mary Keenan, who is the DA in Boulder?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so to the effect that the school has been aware of this, and this is just business as usual, and probably this is in recruiting in most major schools, this is exactly the drill.
Mm-hmm.
And so if CU didn't do it, they would be at a disadvantage for recruiting students. Meanwhile, everybody now is trying to distance themselves, and then the thing really hit the front burner when Governor Owens writes a scathing letter
right.
to the university.
Right. So if you don't take care of this, I will.
If you, yeah, and this is released last Friday, so that we see an unusual occurrence, which is on Saturday, a day when typically news is either buried or not much happens until
right.
the week begins. We see that President Hoffman, Dr. Hoffman, Betsy Hoffman, the university, is releasing a statement to the press, and it runs in the Saturday paper that, in fact, they are going to conduct their own investigation. They're going to step up to the plate.
That's right.
One of the regents, Martin, has said that he thinks Owens ought to appoint three of the people to the commission, and that
the region three,
yeah, and the legislature three. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think about that plan? And is the university very amenable to it, or is it simply political posturing?
You know, I've heard the argument from all areas on that. You know, the regents are meeting as we speak. The early indication was that they were going to go with Hoffman's plan. I think Jim Martin was trying to have probably the most unbiased and most fairly balanced panel possible. Whether that's the right answer, the way he wanted to set it up, I don't know. That's for the regents to decide. But I think the early indications, I think we had a story in Monday's paper, indicated that it looked like it was going to go the Hoffman route. And the plan that she wanted to do.
And the plan that she wants to do is?
Keep it within the regions, keep it within their own investigative skills. And don't forget, the legislature wanted to impanel its own board of inquiry
right.
In this whole thing, and they backed off of that to allow the Board of Regents to do essentially what they're seated to do.
So, what is Lisa Simpson doing these days? Does she have a job? Does she have a career? Where is she living? Do we know any of that?
I know one of our reporters. I'm not informed in that because I've not talked to Lisa. That's not been the part of my assignment. So the little bit I've had heard of is that, yes, she's working and seems to be doing fine. She was at the legislature, I think last week. She was giving testimony on some bill dealing with victims' rights. So that's where all that picture came from with the hair part in the middle and shoulder-length hair. I think it was the first visual everyone's had on Lisa. So
what's going to happen now? What should we be looking for? What's the next plot twist?
there's a couple more depositions still out there that I'm at this point still unsure whether or not it's going to have any more detailed information. My best interest at the moment and where everyone is really looking at is, what did the university know? What did Coach Barnett really know? And how did they approach what really turned into a problem? And could they have prevented this sort of thing from happening, and should they have?
Oh, my God, this is like WMDs. What didn't he know, and when didn't he know it?
Isn't that a great question?
Yeah, and
I wish I coined it.
And let me just say something here. This is going to be so fascinating to watch. Yoga and people's pretzel moves in yoga poses are going to be nothing compared to what we're going to see in the way of plausible deniability
yeah.
and people distancing themselves and suddenly being struck dumb.
Well, don't forget, too, that Mary Keenan also announced yesterday that she was reopening the investigations into all three victims' claims, alleged victims, of course, that they were assaulted, none of which resulted in criminal charges of sexual assault. But,
and what about this business that there's some liaison with the Boulder Police Department actually been doing, been alleged to have done, mm-hmm. was actually to give the athletic department a heads up so that they can avoid any kind of criminal prosecution?
Well, that seems to be the take on it by some folks. I'm not sure if that's the right way to convey it, but the officer's function, it seemed, as a liaison for the team, was to get together with players as necessary, or be a point of contact for them when they were concerned about something. There's a big question mark as to whether or not such a liaison position is a good idea, or what its real function was. We still don't really know how it was all operated. But Spicely's concern in this is he was the one that was approached by one of the players before there was even a criminal complaint filed by one of by Lisa Simpson about that party. And he, rather than begin an investigation, this officer took those that player and brought him to the coaches. Not Barnett, mind you, but a strength and conditioning coach and an assistant coach. And then looked for a complaint to be filed. Don't forget, this was an off-campus incident, and this is a Boulder officer. So he would have had every reason to believe that it would have been filed with the Boulder PD, when in fact it turned out that it was filed with the CU police, and then eventually investigated by them. So there's a lot of mix-up and foggy bottom type things going on there.
How much does the athletic department, how much do they bring in?
Revenue?
Yeah, in terms of revenue to the university?
I would almost imagine tens of millions, but I couldn't venture a guess.
What's
not even an educated one.
What's Barnett's salary, do we know?
100-some-odd thousand. I know it's over 100.
Yeah, but aren't there have to be bonuses and all kinds of other...
There might well be.
A hundred-some-odd thousand is nowhere near what somebody bringing in millions and millions of dollars in revenues is going to be getting in terms of compensation.
I do know they gave him, for want of a better phrase, dispensation by the legislature to be one of the un-term-limited contracts he's allowed, essentially unlimited renewals, I think. And this happened a few years ago. So yeah, he's got a deal there that... that could go on quite a long time.
In perpetuity, it sounds like. Well, Dave Magoya, we're going to be looking to you for the next development. So where should we be focused? What's coming up next, do you imagine?
Well, we've got some additional stories coming through for the weekend, a lot of background pieces to get people familiar with some of the players and all that kind of thing. So,
I think what's going to happen is
typical newspaper stuff.
If this inquiry, in fact, really is an inquiry and really uncovers what was going on, you're going to see the dark underbelly of these recruitment programs, and I imagine that this is duplicated in all the major universities where these recruitment programs go on.
Well, Coach Barnett made that very clear, that this is not unique to CU, these parties and recruits and all that bit. And the NCAA, in fact, has said that it's investigating and looking perhaps to... clamp down nationally. It's not using CU as the focus point, but perhaps seems to be the launching point.
Well, this would be a very good way for a much larger national story, because if CU can't compete the way everybody else is doing it, then I have to laugh at the Janet Jackson incident, because you have Janet Jackson on the one hand at the Super Bowl, and then you have all the Viagra Levitra ads on the other hand, and somehow these are two ends of the same coin. And here is a recruitment process that ultimately may lead you, if you're lucky, to a Super Bowl experience, if you're a player and a successful player. And they're using all the things that we pretend to be offended by, but this is really the currency of what these players, what these athletic departments are using in terms of recruitment, and all the schools are doing it. So it has to be either none of the schools do it, or they all have to do it, because if one doesn't do it, then that one school is at some sort of a recruiting disadvantage. That's probably the argument they're going to use.
A good deal of the issue here is whether or not CU, the athletic department, not necessarily knew about the parties, because there's one part of NCAA rules that deals with institutional control. It's sort of like parental control. How responsible are you for your children's actions when they're not around you? It's that sort of mentality.
Yeah, but they knew. I would guess that they would know what was going on.
The other side, of course, as you're driving at there, is whether or not they knew it, condoned it, and asked for it to happen.
Well, I'm guessing that it was something that was probably widely known. They wanted not to know about it. They could avert their eyes. They had a situation where they had deniability here. But I'm sure, I'm as much out of the sports arena as anyone could possibly be, and yet I'm aware that this goes on in schools all over the country.
Well, the question.
So I can't imagine that the CU athletic department would be more in the dark than I am.
Well, you also have to wonder, too, how long is this practice been going on? I hardly think it's a new issue, even within the last few years. I mean, we did have the similar allegation at CU back in 97, back in the late 1980s when the CU football team was in its own deal of turmoil.
And what happened in the past then? They had some investigations and then it gets swept under the rug?
They had investigations that had an outcome. I don't know that they swept it under the rug.
Well, they had an outcome, but it wasn't as major, it sounds like, as this particular outcome, nor did it nor did it encourage the legislature to respond or the governor to respond. I think what's different now is that in the past when women came forward and alleged rapes, they were treated initially probably with more skepticism. And today, it's more socially acceptable to come forward. I think probably many women would not have come forward in the past, and those that did risked a lot of criticism.
I partly agree, but do understand that one of the single big, most explosive points here is that for the first time publicly, a key figure in that being Mary Keenan pointed a finger saying that she informed the university that they intentionally used sex as a recruiting tool. That allegation had never been made publicly in the past.
And here it is, a woman prosecutor, a woman DA,
mm-hmm.
In Boulder. This is definitely signals a shift in what the conventional kind of response you can expect from a prosecutor is. And I think it's also really interesting. We see sex used to sell everything, to recruit athletes, to sell you a car, to sell you clothing and perfumes, and you name it.
It's the one common thing we all share next to breathing air.
But you can't buy it legally, except for a few counties.
Not in our state, you can't.
except for a few counties in Nevada.
Right.
It's used to sell you everything, but you are not allowed to buy it legally. Dave McGoya, investigative reporter for the Denver Post, thank you so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
Looking forward to the next installment.
I sure hope I am, too.
Okay. Thank you. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. That is the fabulous Friday edition. We're going to be giving away some tickets to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. This is good to the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. We're going to be giving away 5 pairs of tickets, so hang with us. A good conversation and tickets, too. I'm Enid Goldstein.
Some stations brag about serving 35 states. We're proud to serve Denver. Local radio, AM 1150, KNRC. Most radio commercials try to pique your interest. This one will try to lower yours. Your high-interest student loans, that is. Do what over 300,000 people have already done and call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. By calling College Loan Corporation, you can lower your monthly payments by refinancing your student loans with federal rates as low as 2.63%. That's right, 2.63%. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Hey, what are you doing on the computer?
Believe it or not, I just finished our taxes.
Come on.
Yeah, with TurboTax software.
Are you sure we did it right?
Yes. TurboTax asks you simple questions, and it puts the answers on all the right forms.
What if we made a mistake?
Well, it checks for errors and missed deductions, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Whoa.
I know. So now I can print our return and mail it, or file it electronically, and we're done.
I've always liked that TurboTax.
Really?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Marin Alsop leads the Colorado Symphony Orchestra on February 6th, 7th, and 8th in a performance that includes excerpts from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet and much more. Tickets available at all King Supers, Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
AM 1150 KNRC features more in-depth reporting than any other Denver talk station. Our in-depth reports have been recognized by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Associated Press for 4 awards of excellence. Hear in-depth reports from award-winning KNRC reporters Mark Roberts and Stacey Farb during the Greg Dobbs Morning Show or anytime at knrcradio.com where you can click it and own it. Denver's in-depth talk station, AM 1150 KNRC. Listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1229 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We have a lot to talk about. We have tickets to give away. We're going to go right at it. Let's go right to the phones. Tobias on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to comment on why I think so many women are raped in this country.
Why?
Because our laws, because they think our laws, women believe that our justice system can help them. That's why. And our justice system cannot, and it's apparent, our laws are broken. This woman was raped 3 years ago? That little girl was raped yesterday? If I saw that guy raping her, I would have shot him. I'd have killed him, but then I would have been prosecuted. Where's the freedom?
Which little girl are you talking about from yesterday?
The little girl that was found dead today.
Oh, in Florida. I don't know
what.
I haven't heard that she was raped, although I wouldn't be surprised about it.
Well, it's, you know, we all know what happened to Jessica from Iraq. It's,
No, we don't actually, Tobias, because we got a bunch of different stories about Jessica Lynch, so it's hard to know what to believe. But your point is what? That if people come forward and allege rape, the laws don't necessarily protect them? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
The laws don't protect them, period. Because it's implied that it's he said, she said, if there's no witnesses.
Well, I mean, I think there is some protection, but there's certainly...
As a country, we're saying that if it's he said, she said, then... No, there's no justice.
Well, that's not really true. There are a lot of holes in the justice system, but there is some justice. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. What's new is that women are beginning to come forward in a way that they didn't used to. They're not as ashamed as they once were, and the system is taking them more seriously than the system once did. Are there a lot of holes in the system? Yes, there are a lot of holes in the system. Is the system always just? No, it's not always just. But again, let me hearken back to what I was saying initially. We have a culture that uses sex to sell you everything. And people are so inured. First of all, kids are watching it. There's every kind of sexual innuendo. There's every kind of sexual sell in the world. And kids who are parked in front of the TV set because their parents don't have time for them and use the TV set as a babysitter are ingesting all this stuff. And I am... reminded of a story. There was a Broadway show, I forget which one, where the actors had to appear naked night after night after night on stage. And what a lot of the male actors reported in having to perform naked on stage is that their love life suffered. They simply could not perform during the run of the play. All that nudity, what they had to do on stage somehow got in the way of them actually being able to have a satisfactory sex life off stage. And what I am suggesting here is it possible, let me ask the question, is it possible that since we are a society awash in sex in order to sell you things, people can't perform anymore? They're just inured to the idea. I mean, look at all the Levitra ads, the Viagra ads. Is everybody in the world impotent? Is that the story here? But you cannot, we're using sex to sell you everything in the world, but legally, you cannot buy sex except for a few counties in Nevada, where it's legal, where they have the bunny ranches, where the brothels are in practice. And I know about this because I used to have a show in California. And the signal of the station was so huge that whenever I would talk about prostitution, the legal girls from Nevada, the signal bled into Nevada. It bled all the way down to Los Angeles. It bled into the Bay Area. And the girls from Nevada would call in and talk about what it was like to be working in a legal brothel. And some of them just worked there on the weekends. Some of them had regular 9-to-5 office jobs. They weren't exactly trumpeting it from the rooftops as to how they spent what their second job was on the weekends. But they said it was fine. They could make a lot of money. Their families knew about it. Not a problem. And it was a straightforward transaction. You didn't have to wait till the stock show came to town for the out-of-town talent to show up in their high boots, short skirts, long hair, red lips. You didn't have to go to Colfax Avenue and hope that somebody cruising around undercover didn't bust you for a $20 transaction. You could go very straightforwardly, do the drill, be out of there in, you know, whatever time it took, and that was it. You paid your money. You got your service. Consenting adults, Joycelyn Elders said it. And let me remind you of what she said. She's the former Surgeon General who got into a lot of trouble. When, as part of a sex education curriculum, she suggested that perhaps masturbation ought to be taught to children as part of a whole sex education package, that you would eliminate the possibility of transmitted disease by talking to kids about masturbation, and definitely you'd never have to shave under your arms, never have to put on cosmetics, you didn't have to go shopping. I mean, I guess there are a lot of virtues here. But she got roundly excoriated about that subject, but she did say in a subsequent interview, she said, look, she says, athletes are selling their bodies. Models are selling their bodies. She said, if consenting adults want to sell their bodies for sex, she didn't have a problem with it. And I don't think we should have a problem with it. And in the Good Bunny ranches, they've got the docs coming in. They're testing the girls. You're minimizing the spread of disease. The state is getting its cut. It's getting their taxes. The bunny ranches are taxed. It's a straightforward transaction. This is what people, I wouldn't want to do it. But if this is what people want to do, let them do it. I don't really. And those of you who are libertarians and those of you who believe in free market forces, let them do it. You are never going to stamp out prostitution. Believe me. It's the, what do they call journalism? The second oldest profession? Prostitution will always be around. And there are various forms of it. Some of them quite subtle. There are a lot of people who are willing to sell themselves in their jobs, aren't there? And how, isn't that a form of prostitution? Maybe the genitalia are not involved, but maybe the whole soul is, and I get, which is more important? 303-382-1150. You may have comments about this. I'm Enid Goldstein. I think Denver ought to have a red light district. Besides the strip clubs that are a stone's throw from the convention center, I think that Denver ought, for the conventioners that come in from all over town, the stock show and everything else, you just have a red light district. Maybe it comes and goes, so to speak, depending on if there's a convention in town, depending on whether the stock show is in town or not. Everybody knows that there that this is the red light district. The transactions are straightforward. And maybe some of these sexual assaults would be minimized. Is that a possibility? If you could go legally to these areas, would there be the same possibility for sexual assault? Think about it. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 12:36, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Grammys. The CU Board of Regents has adopted CU President Elizabeth Hoffman's resolution to appoint an independent investigative committee to investigate allegations of the use of sex and alcohol as recruiting tools for CU football players. The committee must report its findings no later than April 30th. Edgewater police have released pictures of Heather DeWild's purse and a pair of shoes similar to the ones that she was wearing when she disappeared last July. Her body was found in September, minus the purse and shoes. Police are hoping someone saw the items and will contact them. The mother of a teen shot and killed by Denver police last year is suing the department. Gregory L. Smith, who was deaf, was shot by police last year in his home after refusing to drop a pocket knife and approaching officers with the knife. The federal lawsuit claims police were told that Smith was deaf and were asked by the teen's mother not to hurt him. In sports, the Denver Nuggets head to California tonight to take on the Golden State Warriors. Nuggets have won 3 in a row now. With more than 100 awards and hundreds of stars, the 46th Annual Grammy Awards is music's biggest night. Tune into the excitement. CBS brings it live from Los Angeles on Sunday at 8 p.m. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:38.
Dear smokers, my name's Megan, and I'm here to ask you to stop smoking. My daddy used to smoke. He was always promising to quit. He finally did. But then it was too late. He had cancer. And now he's dead. I'm only 10 years old, and I miss my dad. He was my best friend, and now he's gone.
If you're ready to quit smoking, we can help. We're the makers of Smokeaway, a product clinically tested and proven to eliminate your cravings and have you smoke-free in just 7 days. It's all natural and nicotine-free, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work or your money back. Call us today. Thousands have already quit using Smokeaway. Shouldn't you?
Please quit smoking.
Call now for your risk-free trial. 1-800-219-2704. That's 1-800-219-2704. Money back if you aren't cigarette-free in just 7 days. Call toll-free. 1-800-219-2704. That's 1-800-219-2704.
KNRC News Time is 12:39. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Hyatt Hotels and Resorts. Left lane still blocks southbound 225 before Yosemite, causing delays. Got the accident on the side of the road, southbound I-25 at 23rd, still causing delays through the Central Valley. And we got a stall coming in southbound I-25 as you make your way to eastbound 6th Avenue. Cabin Fever, at least treat yourself to room service. Now save 20% off Hyatt's regular rates on a weekend room at participating Hyatts. Offer ends April 11th, so visit Hyatt.com today. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Lots of sun to top off our work week. High of 33 today. Later on tonight, mostly clear, down to 12. Now for tomorrow, sunshine comes back again. Just a few clouds, but warmer. High of 40. And for Sunday, the clouds roll in. We have a chance of snow showers. Temperatures cool back down. Our high, 35. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's mostly sunny now, 35 degrees. KNRC news time is 1240. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
My name is Kathy, and I met my husband Michael at eHarmony.com.
My name is Gina, and I met my husband Tom through eHarmony.com.
My name's Jennifer, and I met my husband Jack on eHarmony.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. These are just a few of the hundreds of eHarmony marriages. Dating services give you a picture in a paragraph. We go a lot deeper. We start with a personality profile that features 29 dimensions of compatibility, crucial to a long-term relationship. And if you go to eHarmony.com right now, we'll give you this $40 profile free. And then we'll find you a soulmate based on compatibility in the most important areas of life. Visit eHarmony.com today. Get your free personality profile.
My name is Becky, and I met my husband, Tom, on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy guys out there tonight, thanks to eHarmony.com.
KNRC Market Watch.
Up day for the streets, even following a lower-than-predicted rise in the number of jobs created last month. The Labor Department reporting 112,000 jobs were added to the nation's payrolls in January. 150,000 or more were expected. So why is that good news for Wall Street?
People are going to view this as giving the Fed more room to not raise rates. So they won't have to raise rates as fast or as soon as some people anticipated, and that's why stocks are going up.
Tom Schrader is head of listed trading at Legg Mason. Right now, the Dow is up 61 points. S&P 500 gaining 10. The NASDAQ is up 33. Airline stocks are gaining a little altitude. U.S. Airways shares are up 9% after the carrier said it lost just under $100 million in the fourth quarter. But the airline says it still needs to cut more costs. Shares of Delta up 4 cents. Delta offering people who buy a round-trip ticket for its business elite service to Europe or India a free ticket to anywhere. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150. We hear you. 303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
12:42 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets right now to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. This is good. Between February 7th, and that would be tomorrow through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. The value of the pair of tickets is, I think, $20. We're going to be giving away five pairs, so let's do one pair right now. Be the third caller, 303-382-1150. This is a pair of tickets to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. It's good starting tomorrow. And I guess the show goes until the 15th. At least the tickets are good between the 7th and the 15th. It's being held at the Colorado Convention Center. You be the third caller, 303-382-1150. Looks like we've got a winner. And we'll be giving away four more pairs of tickets today. So don't, if you didn't win, you still have four more chances. Lots to talk about. First of all, I got this email from Senator Ken Gordon. Talking about, and I'm a little bit late to share it with you because we've had so much else to talk about. But in case you're not aware of it, the Federal District Court has declined to overturn Colorado Supremes on redistricting. So what it means is that Republican grab for trying to redistrict Colorado and make all these districts safe for Republicans, forget it. The Supremes are not going to hear the case, I think, in a decision just handed down by a three-judge panel of the Federal District Court for the District of Colorado, has declined a request by Colorado Republicans to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court's December decision, which overturned the congressional redistricting that was done at the legislature in the last 3 days of the session. So they're going to try to go directly to the Supreme Court, but I think it's unlikely to accept the appeal, and it may have been that Stephen Breyer has rejected it outright. I can't remember, but anyway, it looks like the grab that the Republicans made is not going to happen, and the redistricting, the census that was used in 2000, or the guidelines that were used in 2000, that's going to be what holds. The winner, Kevin Hill of Denver. So congratulations to you on the House and Garden tickets. 303-382-1150. We are talking about all kinds of stuff. We're talking about making prostitution legal. We're talking about the fact that adult entertainment is so huge in this country, bigger than all kinds of other forms of entertainment combined, and yet sex isn't legal to buy, except for a few counties in Nevada. So you have all this adult entertainment going on. You have sex used to sell you everything, including halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl. It's used as a recruiting tool for colleges and universities when they're trying to recruit players for their teams. It's used for everything, and yet it isn't legal. Don't you think it's time we made it legal? Have it taxed? Have the docs check the girls or the boys to see that they're fine and sexually transmitted diseases are at a minimum? 303-382-1150. A second grader was suspended for a day after telling a classmate that he would go to hell for saying, "I swear to God." He was suspended. The 7-year-old was suspended for swearing by using the word hell. Can you believe that? There's a story for you. 303-382-1150, in case you are not aware of it, that abducted Florida girl has been found dead. This is the 11-year-old that we saw on videotape where some guy in a mechanic's shirt with a lot of tattoos on his arm just strong-armed her right behind a car wash and just took her. I mean, think about how vulnerable children are. And I was just thinking, what would you say to your own children to avoid something like this? Would you say, never, never, never get in a car, run away, start screaming really loud? I was starting to think of what the scenario was that he used to abduct her. Was he just so strong? And that may very well have been it. He'd try to scare her. Maybe he had a knife that you couldn't see, saying, if you go quietly, this will go okay for you. So she's just a little 11-year-old, and this is an adult who's strong-arming her. If you do what I tell you to do, I'll let you go, and you'll be fine. That would be one way of probably doing it. But what the little girl, and those of you who are in law enforcement, tell me what you think about this. But if she had started screaming immediately and tried to attract the attention of people around her, if she had tried to break away and run away, now maybe he'd been too strong, his grip was way too strong, she could not break away from this person. Maybe that was the problem. But don't you think that good advice would be to tell a child that if somebody is trying to abduct them or grab them or just to make as much noise as possible, wouldn't that be a good thing to tell a kid, to teach a kid? What do you say? Those of you who are in law enforcement, I'm very curious to know. 303-382-1150, this little girl has been found dead. And I really had a very bad feeling about it from the start. The mechanic who's being held is being charged with the 11-year-old murder, or he has a lengthy criminal history, but apparently there is some forensic evidence here, and authorities are going to charge him. He's not cooperating. So it seems to me that if he were an innocent guy, he'd want to cooperate. He's not cooperating. 303-382-1150. What do you tell your kids if something like this would happen? Seems like if she made a lot of noise, but it may have been an abandoned kind of an area where nobody was around. If she started to try to make a run for it, and yet he could overpower, he's an adult and she's just 11 years old, a little girl. What do you tell a kid? Because the minute she hops into a car with him, that's it for her. I mean, that's it. They always say if a man is trying to abduct a woman, never get in the car. Try anything you, you know, throw your wallet at them. Don't give them money. Throw your wallet at them and just run. Just run. Get out of there quickly. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. What do you tell your kids to do in a case like that? Is it Nuria?
Yes, it is. It's Nuria.
Nuria, hi. Uh-huh. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Oh, is this Enid?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm on. Okay, I'm a first-time caller, obviously.
Wait a minute. We have something for you.
Oh. Thank you. I just was, I listen to you every day, and whether I agree with you or not, I just think you're wonderful. I like how you're very upfront and honest, and I like your attitude. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
The comment that you just said about the 11-year-old girl, Jo Smith, the young girl that was found murdered today.
Yes.
In Florida. She went with him because she and her family are neighbors with Mr. Jo Smith. And she went with him willingly because
she knew him.
She knew him. And that's why in the videotape, it seems that it was just so easy for him to take her. I was watching a show.
That's why in the videotape she doesn't appear to struggle. See, I was not aware that they were neighbors.
Yeah, and so, but you know, he was missing for about a day or so, if I have heard correctly. And then they did find where he was, his location. And for 2 days they've been asking him where this little girl has been. I don't know why he didn't volunteer. You know, give this information to the authorities immediately because, you know.
Well, apparently they found the little girl on a tip. He's not cooperating. Now, is he not cooperating on advice of counsel?
I believe that's I'm hearing that he's not cooperating. But what's really tragic about this is that the family, according to the Today Show, Katie Couric, had stated that the family, before they found her body, knew of his
criminal history?
Well, somewhat. Now, a lot of stuff is coming out, according to the Today Show. But they, you know, they also could not find him, and, you know, his whereabouts for a 48-hour period was unknown. It was very, you know, it was just a lot of fingers pointing to
Well, apparently the reason he's being charged is because there was forensic evidence that was found in his station wagon.
Oh, yeah.
And if he had any involvement here in her murder, if there was any sexual involvement, they will have the DNA evidence. I mean, that's not going to be tough for them to find. So he could be toast, or if nothing, but apparently the cops have something here, or he wouldn't be charged in the murder.
Absolutely, and it's really sad because neighbors of both families involved, because this man does have 3 young children, which is very tragic.
3 daughters he has.
Yes.
All right, so tell me exactly what the point is. What are you telling me about him?
I was just saying that the reason why it was so easy for him to take her is because, you know, it was an acquaintance of the family, and unfortunately a lot of these abductions are, you know, not necessarily a stranger, but, you know.
Somebody who's known to the family.
Who can you trust, and it's very tragic.
I get it. I thank you so much
for the
call. You're welcome. 303-382-1150. Let's head over to Wesley, calling from Denver. Wesley, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I've got a couple comments. I've got 4 kids of my own. We practice this stuff with them all the time. The older ones are getting the concept. The younger ones still don't really have a clue. The youngest one is 6 years old. Even the oldest one, I have my doubts sometimes that she would do the right thing.
How old is she, the oldest?
11.
Okay.
I've talked to other professionals, and they tell me
you don't want to scare them.
But at the same time,
you want to arm them, and I think that's a really fine line to walk.
Exactly. The problem that I see is most kids, even after they're told what to do, don't always do the right thing, unless it's ingrained into them over and over again.
Wesley, what are you teaching your kids to do? Don't go with strangers?
Well, not only not to go with strangers, but if anyone approaches them for any reason, go the other way, scream, make as much noise as you can. And even above that, we teach our kids, you know, you don't go with anybody you don't know. And even if you do know them, it has to meet certain criteria. Have you been to their house? Have they been to our house? How many times has that been, and how well do you know them? The kid has to stop and think about that. Just because our kids know the neighbors, they don't go with our neighbors ever. There's one neighbor that babysits our kids. They're welcome to go there. They can go there if they have problems. But the other neighbors, my kids will tell you, no, we don't go there. We don't know them well enough.
Wesley, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. How do you deal with this with your children? So what do you teach your kids? Those of you in law enforcement, anybody who's listening, I'd love to hear what the law enforcement line is. What do you tell your kids to do in the event that an adult approaches them, tries to abduct them? What's the proper approach?
Colorado's new conservative voice, Doug Kellett. Every afternoon at this time, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's the biggest and the best hunting and fishing show ever. The one gun collectors and sportsmen have been waiting for. The Tanner Gun Show. This Saturday and Sunday only in the Mart Pavilion at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Hundreds of booths will be displaying equipment and accessories to meet the needs of sportsmen. From hunting equipment, including items designed for self-protection, to a variety of sportsman gear. You'll see an unbelievable collection of knives for all occasions, along with antiques, including collectible weapons, the kinds that help tame the Old West. The Tanner Gun Show is a must for serious hunters and collectors. Plus, it's an education experience for everyone. Stop by the show. You'll learn a lot. And while you're there, shop for handcrafted leather goods, southwestern jewelry, and wildlife paintings at very competitive prices. There's plenty to keep everyone entertained for the whole day, and lots of free parking, too. The Tanner Gun Show, 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday only in the Mart Pavilion at the Denver Merchandise Mart, exit 58 off I-25 North. Don't let this premier event for hunting and fishing enthusiasts pass you by. Check out www.tannergunshow.com.
Hurry into PetSmart during our new Pet Savings Celebration for our biggest sale of the year on selected aquariums and stands. You'll save up to 20% on aquariums of all sizes, from 10 to 75 gallons, and all ready-to-assemble furniture to make your setup complete. If you've been dreaming of a beautiful aquarium, now's the perfect time to get started, because this is our biggest sale of the year on aquariums and stands. Come in today to save on hundreds of items for every pet during the new Pet Savings Celebration for a limited time at PetSmart. See store for details.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
The Astor House in Golden presents a special etiquette tea on Saturday, February 21st, with seatings at 1:30 p.m. and 3 p.m. You'll learn the proper way to take tea, hear historical vignettes, and see the museum's Victorian wedding exhibit. Tickets are $22 per person and include the Victorian-style tea with a light luncheon and a self-guided tour of the museum. For tickets to tea time at the Astor House, call 303-278-3557. That's 303-278-3557. It's the JCPenney two-day sale. Friday and Saturday, save store-wide. Plus clearance, 75% off original prices when you take an additional 50% off clearance prices. It's all inside. JCPenney.
Welcome to the Donut Hut. Can I take your order?
Did you know there are no traffic tie-ups all the way into downtown?
Whoopee.
Just turn it on the radio.
Mr. Johnson, your 11 o'clock is here.
Great. Would you tell him I listened to Greg Dobbs today?
Hello, Chopsley Camp.
Yes, I'm listening to Doug Kellett right now.
Go for you.
Doctor's office.
This is Mr. Johnson calling.
Yes, we're all set for your 4 o'clock appointment today.
Right, I listened to Enid Goldstein today.
Have you stopped taking your medication?
Once you start listening, you'll want to tell everybody. AM 1150, KNIC.
Hi, this is Greg Dobbs. Join me every weekday morning from 6 to 10 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now, back to Enid Goldstein.
12:57 on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Let's go quickly to the phones. Francis in Denver, hi, you're live with Enid.
Is this,
Francis, it's Enid.
Yes, Enid, I just called. I'm a children's advocate for the National Center for Child Abuse and Neglect.
Okay.
I have in front of me the Sex Offender Registration Report. It consists, for Denver only, of 45 pages, and there are 1,211 that are listed on it. This report costs only $5, but I think for every parent that's listening, it's a good, especially in Denver.
How do you get it?
$5. You make out the check to the City and County of Denver, Police Department, 1331 Cherokee Street, in Denver, Colorado, 80204, and if you want the rest of the zip code, it's 2787.
Okay, and then, now what advice would you give, because we have only a few seconds
well,
left. What advice do you give to parents to protect their children?
Well, I would go over this list with your teenage children and perhaps a child over 10 years old and explain that you do not always know who lives near you and you cannot always be trusting.
Okay, thank you very much, Francis. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. Art, can you say it in about a second? Hi, Art. Are you there?
Hello, Enid.
Hi. You have about 5 seconds. Can you say
anything? I'm not in law enforcement now, but I have been. I've searched for countless kids.
Okay.
What I noticed from examining still pictures of the scene where this happened is the girl was alone.
Mm-hmm.
After hours, behind a business strip, she took a shortcut.
Not a good idea is what you're saying. Thanks, Art. 303-382-1150. Two more hours of Enid Live coming up right here on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC 1150.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC. Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the International Star Registry. The Colorado football program is about to be investigated. Allegations that the program sanctions sex parties for recruits will be checked out by an independent committee chaired by a pair of former state representatives. Buffs coach Gary Barnett says, bring it on.
We know where we are, we know who we are, and we know what's going on in this process, and we're completely innocent of these accusations.
The committee was approved by the CU Board of Regents today on a vote of 7-2. Its findings are supposed to be completed no later than April 30th. A federal lawsuit has been filed against the Denver Police Department by the mother of a deaf teenager who was shot and killed by Denver police. Gregory Smith was shot after refusing to drop a pocket knife and approaching officers with it. The lawsuit claims that police were told Smith was deaf and says that his mother asked police not to hurt him. The lawsuit goes on to say that it's unclear whether Smith was using his hearing aid at the time. It's expected that another suit probably will be filed soon by the family of Paul Childs, a developmentally disabled teen who was shot by Denver police last summer. Edgewater police have released pictures of Heather DeWild's purse and a pair of shoes that are similar to those she was wearing when she disappeared last July. The body of the 30-year-old mother of two was found in a shallow grave west of Golden in September. The purse and shoes weren't with the body. Police are hoping someone saw the items and will call them. President Bush has signed an executive order to form a commission that will investigate pre-war intelligence and assumptions that led to the war against Iraq.
Members of the commission will issue their report by March 31, 2005. I've ordered all departments and agencies, including our intelligence agencies, to assist the commission's work. The commission will have full access to the findings of the Iraq Survey Group.
Bush has named former Virginia Democratic Senator Charles Robb to co-chair the commission, along with federal judge Lauren Silberman. A growing controversy has been fueled by Dr. David Kaye, outgoing chief U.S. weapons inspector in Iraq. Last week, Kaye told Congress we were almost all wrong about the existence of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Before the war, the Bush administration frequently cited the purported threat of WMD as one of the reasons for invading Iraq. The principal of the Sarasota, Florida middle school, attended by 11-year-old Carly Brucia, says the community is grieving the loss of a precious young lady.
Somebody very special in the hearts and the minds of McIntosh Middle School.
Bruce's body was discovered early this morning behind a church not far from the Sarasota car wash where she was abducted on Sunday night. Erin Runyon, whose daughter Samantha was kidnapped this past July, says educating children is very important in trying to avoid abductions.
Teaching them preventative skills, never, ever taking a shortcut, particularly if you're alone. The harder it is, the more witnesses, the harder it is to take you, the less likely you are to be taken.
On Tuesday, police arrested the man believed to be on the videotape with Carly on unrelated charges. The Sarasota County Sheriff's Office says they will now charge Joseph Smith with kidnapping and murder. It'll be a busy couple of days for the Democratic presidential hopefuls. Three states are holding caucuses this weekend. Senator John Kerry got a boost after Missouri Congressman Richard Gephardt endorsed him today. Kerry is still the race's frontrunner, having won 7 of the 9 states that have held nominating contests so far. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is focusing his efforts on Wisconsin. Says if he doesn't win that state's primary February 17th, he'll drop out. President Bush spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin today following a deadly suicide bombing on the Moscow subway. At least 39 people were killed, 100 others injured. The explosion occurred during the busy rush hour period. Chechen rebels are believed to be behind that attack. The economic recovery is moving in the right direction, but not as quickly as economists had hoped. The Labor Department says only 112 12,000 jobs were created last month. Experts had expected about 150,000 new jobs in January. In order to keep the unemployment rate steady, the economy must add a minimum 150,000 jobs every month. Heading into today's last hour of trading, stocks are up on Wall Street. The Dow is up more than 83 points. The Nasdaq up 38. The S&P 500 up about 10.5. In sports, the Denver Nuggets have an away game tonight against the Golden State Warriors. In December, the Nuggets beat the Warriors when they last met. Nuggets have won three in a row, including their Monday night hammering of the Portland Trailblazers. Some time off for the Colorado Avalanche for the All-Star break. Avs will be back in action at the Pepsi Center Tuesday night, playing the New York Islanders. Last night, the Detroit Red Wings beat the Avs 3-2. This Valentine's Day, give your sweetheart an amazing gift that will be remembered forever. Name a star after them. Call International Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by James Hardy Building. Got a some sort of police action going on at Parker Road, right at Mississippi, trying to get a handle on what's going on over there, but there are multiple police cars, so you might want to stay away from that intersection. 17th and Sheridan trying to clean up an accident. We had a stall southbound I-25 to eastbound 6th. Visit Pradera in Parker for homes carefully crafted with durable, low-maintenance James Hardy siding products by D.R. Horton's Continental Series. For more information, call 303-840-5981. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. About an inch for some of us of new snowfall, much less than that for others. So just sporadic storm amounts. But that system has now moved off to the east, and we get to calm down a little bit with a lot of sunshine. Today we should top out around 35 for the high. It'll be mainly clear tonight with a low of 12. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a high around 40. And it looks like we could see some snow showers back on Sunday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's mostly sunny, 35 degrees. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 135 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We have four more pairs of tickets to give away to the Colorado Garden and Home Show starting tomorrow through the 15th, held at the Colorado Convention Center. The value of the tickets are $20. So stick around, listen, and we will disperse them throughout the program. What we've been talking about, a couple of things. First of all, we have been talking about legalizing. Sex is used to sell you everything. Witness the success of adult entertainment. Witness the strip clubs. Witness all the sexy innuendo that's used to sell you the most unsexy kinds of appliances and cars and you name it. Witness the halftime show at the Super Bowl. But you can't buy sex legally except for a few counties in Nevada. And look at it. It uses a recruiting practice, apparently, in a lot of colleges and universities. Well, this is just coming in. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld is ordering a review of alleged sexual assaults on female soldiers in Iraq and Kuwait by other soldiers. CNN is reporting the story. The Pentagon is going to investigate soldier-on-soldier sex assault claims. So here's my solution to the problem. What you should have is little red light areas. Remember the phrase camp followers? This, boys and girls and buckaroos, is where the phrase developed. There were women who used to follow the soldiers from camp to camp. and they would make their services readily available. So to prevent the soldier-on-soldier sexual assaults, if you have little, you know, here is Halliburton hiring blue-collar workers who can make anywhere from $80,000 to $100,000 as truck drivers, as laundry doers, as hairstylists, as you name it. People whose services are needed in Iraq to do the scut work that has to be done there, they can make a lot of money. It's very dangerous, so they're getting hazardous duty pay. If Halliburton also recruited camp followers so that you had a red light district wherever the soldiers were, perhaps you could cut down on the soldier-on-soldier sexual assault. You know, somebody gets their pay. They want to go to the red tent, have themselves a good old time. What the heck? Hey, Halliburton gets a cut. Everybody gets a cut. The docs go in there to do the inspections. Maybe we even tax them somehow. I don't know. Maybe, you know, it's like having your own chair in a beauty salon. You want to have your own little independent, you're an independent contractor. And if you want to do business in Iraq, you're one of the girls or boys who wants to do business in Iraq, God bless you. This is my solution to this problem. We're also talking about the kidnapping of this little girl in Florida. She's now been found dead, 11 years old. How do you protect your child from something like this? One of you pointed out, and I'm so sorry we couldn't talk longer, but if any of you are in law enforcement, I particularly want to hear from you. It's one thing to get a registry of sexual assaulters, but I don't think that this man would have been on that registry. That's number one, because I don't know that he has a history of it. He may have tried to kidnap somebody, but he beat the rap much earlier, and he's got a burglary, drug, that kind of thing. But I don't know that he has a record of sexual assault. So he would not have been on a registry, as one assumes. That's number one. Number two, what would you do to protect your children? Here's a kid walking home. Look how vulnerable your children are every day, and you don't even think about it. Walking home from a friend's house, happens to be walking past the car wash, which I'm not aware of, is that this Joseph Smith, according to one of you, lived in the neighborhood and was known to the family, and maybe that's why she didn't resist. If that's true, I guess that makes some sense. But what do you instruct your children to do? Make a noise, make a racket, never get in a car with somebody who's trying to abduct you? Certainly an adult wouldn't do that. Just throw, if you're a woman and someone's trying to strong-arm you, give him your money, but don't hand it to them. Throw the money at them so that they have to go running for it and you run away. 303-382-1150. Christopher on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, Christopher.
Oh, man, I'm going to hit a dead zone here. Watch.
Tell me what your point is.
Okay, well, it has to do with the little girl and all it, and the prostitution. You sort of made a point with it, with saying that they should have a red light district with the army. But if we had prostitution, legalized prostitution, a lot of I personally think that a lot of all these kidnapping and stuff like that wouldn't happen.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe that's true. I mean, there you can make a case. Certainly, if there were red light tents, if there were legal camp followers, and that is where the term originates, if there were legal camp followers in Iraq, would there be the same amount of soldier-on-soldier sex? That's the question. 303-382-1150. Jason on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well, Jason.
I just wanted to comment about what you're talking about, the issue, well, really two issues. The prostitution issue, of course it should be legal. And then the second issue is the sex offender issue. You know, we have all these laws to put nonviolent people in prison, and it takes up space. And that's why they have such a liberal parole system, you know, nationwide. If we focused on the violent offenders, like what this guy did to this 11-year-old girl, and all the other stories we hear in the press, we could keep these people locked up for the time that they need to be, which is probably for life, and we could afford it all.
There you go. Thanks, Jason. 303-382-1150. Dan, calling from Englewood. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, hi there. I just had a couple things. You know, first thing kind of off the subject is this investigation that the Bush administration is calling for.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't subcontract Halliburton to do the investigation.
Outsource it?
Yeah.
Why don't we outsource the presidency to somebody else besides George W. Dickey Bush?
Anyway, on this poor little girl, I just wanted to clarify that that lady that called earlier was confused. He was not a neighbor of these people, of that.
I hadn't heard that reported.
No, she got confused. The lady got confused. They had his neighbors on the Today Show this morning.
Oh.
And
so he was not a neighbor of the. So the little girl, for all we know, as much as we know now, she did not know him.
Correct. That's my understanding. He was not a neighbor. He lived about 7 miles away. And the neighbors of him that they were interviewing on
they
the
all said he was
show,
a nice guy. You know what? Jeffrey Dahmer, you can be a cannibal, and the neighbors always say, you know, he was such a nice guy. We always used to have such nice talks in the driveway when he was washing his car. What a nice guy. What a surprise. Always soft-spoken. Don't they always say that?
Yeah, I remember that going around, and that's it seems to be the case a lot of times.
Ted Bundy, oh, what a nice guy. How charming.
I just don't know how you're going to convince your kid and show them that they just can't. They can't let strangers approach them. They just can't do it.
Yeah, you're right about that. Thanks very much for the call. Or as Joe Anderson, our producer, puts it, he was a quiet guy. Always kept to himself. You know, took his trash out, didn't make a mess. 303-382-1150. What do we instruct our children so that they're not abducted? Gail, calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi.
Hi, Gail.
I just wanted to add to that comment about having, you know, the troop followers. And I think, you know, that is how they solve this problem in the past. And if prostitution were legal, there would be a lot of less sex crimes. And to go one further, to solve the drug problem, it should be legal.
Drugs being decriminalized?
Decriminalize drugs, and you'll have much less criminality. No more numbers of people that are addicted than are now, and it would solve the problems with the overpopulation in the jails. Most people that are in jail or prison right now are the small-time drug users. It's not the big drug dealers that are bringing in drugs from other countries. And if you decriminalized it, their source of money would dry up.
It would dry up because, first of all, you wouldn't have the big traffickers doing it if it were legal.
Exactly.
They couldn't make the profits that they're making, so they wouldn't be tempted to flout the laws in order to import it. So you'd have less of it around. There's a funny, Gail, I thank you. I think these are great suggestions. There's a funny psychological mechanism that happens that I've heard about and that I think is really right. When you tell people they can't do certain things, that's when they want to do them more. But when you say, you know, you can do it if you want, then they do it less. Think about that. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. If prostitution were legal, would we have fewer sex crimes? If drugs were decriminalized, would we have fewer users around? And you have even Chief Justice Rehnquist, while he won't lean on Antonin Scalia to recuse himself from a case involving Dick Cheney after Antonin Scalia and Dick Cheney went duck hunting together very recently, Rehnquist did write a scathing letter to Ashcroft and company because John Ashcroft is scrutinizing judges who engage in downward departures. Instead of the mandatory minimums for certain sentences, and particularly regarding drugs and so on, if a judge decides in his wisdom and discretion that a lesser sentence is in order, he's going to be blacklisted and scrutinized, effectively blacklisted and certainly scrutinized by the Justice Department. And Rehnquist was furious about this because you've taken away the discretionary ability of judges to impose the sentence that fits the crime, the proper sentence that fits the crime, instead of a one-size-fits-all kinds of justice, and the more draconian, the better. So what you have are a lot of mandatory minimums here on drug cases. And I know of a case, and it's been widely reported, where there was a guy who introduced a buyer to a seller. He didn't buy. He didn't sell. He just introduced the buyer to the seller, and this middleman is now in prison for the rest of his life. I think once the story was made public, they shortened it to about 12 years. But can you believe that? Not violent, not anything. Didn't use, didn't buy, didn't sell. Middleman introducing the buyer to the seller in jail for the rest of his life without possibility of parole. And somehow I think that was mitigated once the reporting hit the fan. Well, George W. Dickey Bush is taking his life in his hands, and he's going on the Tim Russert Meet the Press show this coming Sunday. He wants to get apparently he's taking a lot of hits in the press for them to have him on Unscripted on Tim Russert's show. Now, in the past, when he's gone on the Meet the Press, Tim Russert hurled only softballs at him, gave him a pass. We'll see whether he does the same. My feeling is he will do the same, whereas he was very hard-hitting with a guy like Howard Dean. He only threw softballs to George W. Dickey Bush. Well, Joe Connison, who's written about the lies and the deceptions in this administration and is a columnist for a number of publications, including Salon.com, has put together the following list of questions that George W. Bush should be asked, but probably never will be asked, by Tim Russert on Meet the Press. Here are the questions. Number one, given the controversy about your attendance record during your National Guard service, Mr. President, perhaps the best way to resolve matters would be to authorize the release of all of your military records, including pay stubs, Social Security records, and so-called retirement points records. Will you do that? If not, why not? And how can the American people believe that you actually fulfilled your service obligations as everyone else in the Guard was required to do? That's the first question that Tim Russert will probably not ask George W. Dickey Bush. Number two, Mr. President, on page 54 of your autobiography, probably written by somebody else, quote, a charge to keep, like these athletes say, you know, they got it wrong in my autobiography. On page 54 of your autobiography, a charge to keep, you wrote, quote, I continued flying with my unit for the next several years, end quote. But the truth is that you quit flying after less than 2 years, despite fighter training that cost taxpayers almost $1 million. Did your superiors approve your decision to quit flying, or did you just quit on your own? Weren't you suspended from flying in August 1972 after you failed to take a required physical exam? Why didn't you take that physical? Number three, Mr. President, I'd like to ask you about the now famous mission accomplished speech you gave on the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln outside San Diego last May. You landed on the carrier in a flight suit, a piece of videotape shown round the world. A lot of your critics were appalled by that image. Here's a man who never fought in a war, never saw the danger and horrors of real combat, dressing up like a soldier and proclaiming a victory that, as it turned out, we were far from accomplishing. As you look back on it, has it ever occurred to you that Eisenhower, who won D-Day, never dressed in a uniform when he was president? John F. Kennedy, who was a genuine war hero, never dressed in a uniform either? Was there something disrespectful to the military in a costume stunt like that? Your thoughts, sir. Number four of the questions that Tim Russert is most likely not going to ask George W. Dickey Bush. You have blamed the rapidly rising, unsustainable federal deficits on out-of-control domestic spending. But, Mr. President, the plain fact, according to every nonpartisan analyst, is that your tax cuts are responsible for a far greater percentage of present and future deficits than spending. Your current budget proposals cut billions in programs for children and veterans. Wouldn't it be more compassionate and more responsible to rescind some of the tax breaks for the very wealthiest Americans? And number five of the questions that Tim Russert will most likely not ask President Bush. Sir, with respect, most economists say that the tax cuts are responsible for no more than 20% of the recent economic growth and that the recession could have been addressed with a short-term stimulus primarily aimed at middle and working-class taxpayers rather than long-term tax cuts tilted toward the wealthiest 1% of taxpayers. These long-term tax cuts for the wealthy are the major cause for these massive structural deficits that we now have and the complete inability to fund some of these programs for children, the elderly, and veterans. How does that reflect responsible republicanism or compassionate conservatism? Aren't these great questions? Is Tim Russert going to ask them of George W. Dickey Bush this Sunday when George W. goes on Meet the Press, or in his case, Meet the Depressed? 303-382-1150. More as we continue. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
The views expressed daily on AM 1150 KNRC are likely to cause excessive thinking, laughter, anger, and family disputes. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm I'm Judy Schwartz.
And I'm Evelinda Ehrman. We co-host Style Matters Live. It's the new year. How about a new you?
Aspen Grove, the fabulous open-air shopping center located at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton, is sponsoring the New Year, New You makeover for one lucky man or woman or a couple. Winners will receive new hairstyles from Avalon Day Spa, makeup by the professionals at Origins, and a dinner for two on Valentine's Day for your reveal.
And that's not all. Each winner will receive a $1,000 shopping spree at Aspen Grove.
To enter, write 50 words or less on why you deserve this makeover. Include your photo. Drop this off at the Aspen Grove Management Office or the J. Crew Store.
Aspen Grove at Santa Fe and Mineral in Littleton is open Mondays through Saturdays 10 to 9 and Sundays 11 to 6. Call them at 303-794-0640. 303-794-0640. Experience shopping in a whole new light. Sunshine.
No purchase necessary. Employees and family members of KNRC and Aspen Grove Management are ineligible. Qualifiers will be chosen at random. Entries must be received by February 6th at the Aspen Grove Management Office or Aspen Grove J. Crew Store. For complete rules, stop at the Aspen Grove Management Office.
I'm tired. I'm stressed. I want to be pampered, and I don't want to have to go to some expensive spa to do it.
That whining woman you just heard is Evelinda Ehrman, and I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. In order to shut Evelinda up, I bought her a gift certificate to Salon Mercedes, a full-service salon near the Denver Tech Center, I-25 and Orchard. The staff is so well-trained, experienced, and friendly, they'll even put up with her whining.
Thank you. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Look what I can choose from. A new haircut in color, waxes, microdermabrasion. I like this Take Yourself Away package that gives me a manicure, pedicure, massage, and facial.
You need it, honey. Your roots are showing and your nails are chipped.
Nice of you to notice.
Salon Mercedes, located I-25 and Orchard. Open Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 7. Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. 303-741-0606. Treat yourself and everyone on your list to a Salon Mercedes gift certificate. 303-741-0606.
Salon Mercedes, so close to you.
Some people prefer the right wing. Others prefer the left wing. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. Our diverse lineup of talk show hosts features more viewpoints and perspectives than any other Denver talk station. Join Greg Dobbs from 6 to 10 a.m. Bill O'Reilly from 10 to noon. Enid Goldstein from noon to 3. Doug Kellett from 3 to 6. Dominic and Bill from 6 to 9 p.m. Lionel from 9 to midnight, followed by Alan Combs. Get your side. Get their side. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1:26 on a fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We're going to give away, be the second caller, and we're going to give away two tickets to the Colorado Home and Garden Show right now, 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Good. Beginning tomorrow, Feb 7 to the 15th. It's being held at the Colorado Convention Center. The value of the ticket's $20. Be our second caller. I think we have a winner. And you will get, and we have three more pairs to give away. So hang in there. We'll do it as we continue. Guests next week, we have a lot of them. On Monday, we're going to be talking to Ken Wright. If his name isn't immediately familiar to you, he's written a book called Water for the Anasazi, How the Ancients of Mesa Verde Engineered Public Works. I'm so intrigued by Mesa Verde, and I'm so intrigued by the Anasazi. I ran away to live with the Hopi Indians a while ago and became very interested, and so he's going to be joining us on Monday. Tuesday, Joanne Harris, author of the international bestseller Chocolat, which was turned into a five-time Academy Award-nominated movie, has a new book out called Holy Fools. She'll be live with us in studio Thursday. Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times journalist Timothy Egan will be with us. He has a new book out called The Winemaker's Daughter. He'll be live in studio Friday. We are going to be live from the Denver Press Club. This is the Valentine's Day edition because Valentine's Day is the next day. We're talking about the questions that Tim Russert is probably not going to ask George W. Dickey Bush on his show this Sunday. It's going to be a one-hour interview. I hope it's not a bunch of softballs, but you tell me. And shocking news, President Bush's public support has dropped sharply over the past month, especially among older voters, political independents, and people in the Midwest. This is according to an AP poll. And for the first time, more voters in this poll's 2 years of tracking the question said they would definitely vote against Bush than said they would definitely vote for him. Bush's approval rating stood at 47% in this AP poll taken in early February. down from 56% just a month ago. Half, or 50%, said they disapproved in the latest poll. I imagine there's a plus or minus of 3 or 4 points. The winner is, one of our listeners, callers, Trey from Castle Rock, won the last pair of tickets to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. So we have 3 more pairs to give away. Keep listening, and we will do it again throughout the show today. So look at this. Sharp decline in support for President Bush, which is probably why he is going on Tim Russert's show. And what's being reported is that they're doing mock sessions in the White House to prepare him. He's not so good without a script and without his handlers nearby. And I hope Tim Russert steps on the gas, but I have a feeling that since Tim Russert has tossed Bush softballs in the past, that is exactly what he's going to do this time as well. The poll, this AP poll, marks a difficult month for Bush as public attention focused on the Democratic presidential primary and the Democrats' daily bashing of the incumbent. I want to ask you this question. Here's how the administration is handling questions about Bush's military service, that he was AWOL. They say that this is not a fair question, that they say this outrageous to ask the president this. They try to change the conversation to say that this is a bad question to ask, that it's outrageous to ask the president this question, etc., but they never deal with the substance of the issue. Now, Clinton's response was never, except a lie in the beginning, to say when they said, did you have sex with that woman, other than trying to deny it, he never said, this is an outrageous question to ask a president. He never said that. I mean, he tried to lie, and then he was forced to answer it and apologize. But I don't recall that Clinton ever said, this is an outrageous question to ask. And look at Colin Powell. Boy, is he trying to have it both ways. He is trying to walk that fence, and he is Mr. General Careerist, is what I would say, because when the Washington Post interviewed him last week, I think, and said, after in the wake of Dr. Kaye's report that there were no weapons of mass destruction, what did General Powell say? He said, well, if I'd known that, well, if I'd only known that. You know what? You're our leaders. You're supposed to know that stuff. If I had only known that, I might not have been in favor of the war, is essentially what he said. Well, the administration hopped on him pretty quick, and then he was forced to recant and say, well, as a good soldier does, well, but, you know, it's still a reason to go to war, and there's still a reason, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he's trying to walk both sides of that fence so that he can say later, when it is revealed to be an even bigger mistake than we realized, in fact, he wasn't in favor of it, and that he, too, had been hoodwinked. Are our leaders so stupid that all of them were hoodwinked? Is that the story here? Is that how dumb they are? Then they should not be our leaders. Simple as that. The most massive failure of intelligence wasn't necessarily 9/11. It's what's in the White House right now, occupying the presidency. Ty, calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Ms. Goldstein.
Hi, Ty.
How are you today?
Good. Call me Enid, please.
Well, I would, but each time I call you, I pronounce it wrong, so I thought it would be safer to call you by the way.
Oh, we're going to have an Enid pronouncing
Enid.
Lesson.
Yeah,
Enid,
exactly.
Like it's Dine spelled backwards. E.
I know, you told me several times.
Okay.
I spoke to you this summer, and we had a discussion in reference to what was Bush going to do around election time. What was going to pull out his hat is a major trick.
Going to pull out Osama bin Laden from the formaldehyde vat.
Exactly, and I liked when you said that the other day. But my question is, where is the word impeachment going around right now?
You got to have the Republicans control everything, and it's got to start with them. It's got to start in Congress, I think, and it's not going to happen if they're controlling everything.
Right.
I wish.
Exactly. So do I. I was like, I made up a joke myself. I said,
we should send him peaches. We should send him canned peaches.
Yeah, they impeached Clinton for supposedly screwing around with Monica Lewinsky, but
right.
Bush is screwing us all.
Oh, you got that right, Ty. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. 303-382-1150. So here we have disappointing growth in the job market, in the U.S. job market. We have Ralph, the Borowitz report today. Let me share this with you. Ralph Nader considers wrecking the 2004 election, but prominent crackpots are cool to his bid, the Borowitz report. Activist Ralph Nader is considering wrecking the 2004 presidential election, carrying on an election-wrecking tradition he began in 2000, said his associates. Nader was huddling with prominent crackpots in Washington, D.C. today to determine whether he has enough support among wingnuts and whack jobs nationwide to mount an entirely meaningless campaign. If I wreck the 2004 election, I intend to wreck it in all 50 states, Nader told reporters today. I have no intention of being merely a regional spoiler. Nader added, if you're going to screw up an election, screw it up big time. My supporters expect nothing less from me. But across the country, significant numbers of crackpots who have supported Nader in the past appear to be cool to his latest bid to wreck the 2004 election. If I'm going to waste my vote, I want to be sure I'm wasting it on the right banana head, said longtime crackpot Harlan Brill, who supported Representative Dennis Kucinich in his week's Delaware primary. Remember when they found a woman for Dennis Kucinich because he's single and he's advertising for a wife? And they fixed him up with this woman. Did you see the pictures of her? She looked okay, except, I hate to say this, she was actually losing all of her hair. She was sort of bald, so I don't think there was a second date. Anyway, for his part, Nader said that he would listen to the voices of crackpots everywhere before making a final decision to screw up the 2004 race. If he decides not to run, Nader said, he will actively seek out people who are in the middle of the Da Vinci Code and wreck the ending for them. It won't be as satisfying as spoiling an entire election, but I think it will still be rewarding on some level, Nader said. The Borowitz Report. All right, so what do you think? Here's the president's his approval rating. It's way low. And here is President Bush. He's the one who suggested to his staff that he appear on Meet the Press as a way of answering questions about Iraq after a barrage of Democratic criticism against him. The reason he's going on Meet the Press, and mark my words, everybody, is their internal polling must have shown what the AP and others are only hinting at, and that is numbers, that he's extremely vulnerable right now. So they want to trot him out before a softball press and in order to resurrect himself. 303-382-1150. The question is, will Tim Russert ask any kinds of hardball questions? That's the question. 303-382-1150. And if you're talking about this country being safer in the wake of 9/11, or in the wake of all the everything implemented since 9/11, a report is faulting lax controls on screeners at airport, that a lot of them have had lengthy felony records. Can you believe that? 303-382-1150. Fred on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
Hi, Fred.
I was just wondering if you've seen the latest Newsweek cover yet.
I saw. No, I haven't actually. I've read something about it though. Tell me.
Yeah, the latest one has all the White House big shots on the covers, and the big black letters that says, "We were wrong."
Are they playing the music, "I'm sorry," so, oh, sorry, underneath it all?
Well, they should be, I think.
Well, they should. That's right. Well, I'm hearing it now. They should all be dressed in saris, too, because they are so sorry.
Well, you got that right. Okay. I think that this whole government needs to be taken apart and put back together again, from the policemen on the street on up to the White House.
Well, wait. Don't we have all these tests that students have to pass in order to graduate? Should we have tests for legislators, for the administration to prove that they're smart enough to be able to lead the country?
They should.
Maybe we have like a CSEP test for these guys.
I think we should.
Okay.
I think another thing we should have also is some kind of a civilian review board for these people who commit crimes against the people and are unanswerable because they're above the law.
Oh, I'd like that. But you think that since they control all branches of everything, we're going to ever see the civilian review board? We have John McCain. Now, this is an irony. The Bush campaign did unspeakable things to John McCain in sinking his bid in South Carolina in the last election.
Uh-huh.
And now John McCain is chosen to be part of, I don't know if he's heading it up or he's just part of this intelligence, this panel to review the intelligence that led us into this war. I think there's a kind of delicious irony here, and I hope McCain really rises to the occasion.
Well, either that or you stick with the party lines and make sure he protects the people around
him. Well,
he's
something of a maverick, so we're all going to send him a lot of Viagra and say, stand up to this so-called commander-in-chief. Thank you, Fred. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 1:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Pep Boys. On a vote of 7-2, the University of Colorado Board of Regents today approved an independent investigation of allegations of sex parties and alcohol being used to recruit football players. Buffs coach Gary Barnett says the program is completely innocent of the charges. The 911 tape of the calls from victims of the pit bull attacks in Elbert County in November
November were released yesterday and reveal not only the terror of the victims, but also show how understaffed the Elbert County Sheriff's Department was when the calls started coming in. Jennifer Brooke lost her life when the dogs attacked, two other men injured by those rampaging pit bulls. Edgewater police are hoping the public can help them solve the murder of Heather DeWild. She disappeared in July and her body was found in a shallow grave west of Golden in September. Police have now released photos of her purse and shoes similar to the ones she was wearing in hopes that someone saw the items and can help them with the case. In sports, the Denver Nuggets will be in California tonight to play the Golden State Warriors. When they last met in December, the Nuggets beat the Warriors. Hurry into Pep Boys, where an express ProLine oil change is just $11.88. That's right, $11.88, and it's done in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. See store for details. Pep Boys, they're car people. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:38.
Shopping for a mortgage should be no different from shopping for any big-ticket item, a car, a refrigerator, a house. You're looking for the best possible value available. Investment Property Funding Incorporated offers just that. The best mortgage rates available, starting at 1.25% for primary residences and just 1.65% for investment properties, with no points, no junk fees, and no surprises at closing. Increase your cash flow by hundreds, if not thousands of dollars per month. Investment Property Funding can handle all your mortgage needs with your choice of fixed rate, adjustable rate, or interest-only programs. A full menu of options for savvy, no-nonsense borrowers like you. Don't wait. Get the rates you deserve today by calling the professionals at Investment Property Funding Incorporated at 303-531-8508. That's 303-531-8508. Your mortgage experts, 303-531-8508, or online at ipfunding.com.
KNRC News Time is 1:39. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Albertsons, and got a couple problems. I-25 at Alameda, we had an accident in the cleanup stages. Working injury accident southbound I-25 at Hampton. And in the area of Parker and Orchard, we had an injury accident. Watch for investigation work as well as a stop. Parker, Mississippi. Are you ready to save over $750 on groceries? Then hurry into Albertsons' huge 10 for $10 sale with Ragu pasta sauce and much more through Tuesday, the 10th of Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC traffic.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. As of this morning, there was about an inch of new snow at the airport. We don't have any snow worries today or tomorrow, but it does look like by Sunday. Got another system coming in on the west coast, and that could probably bring some more snow showers our way. Now, it should be mostly sunny with a high around 35 today. Tonight, mainly clear with a low of 12. Partly cloudy up around 40 on Saturday. And with those scattered snow showers on Sunday, highs 35 to 45. From the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's mostly sunny, 34 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food, home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over a dollar a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
KNRC Market Watch.
Stock markets right near their highs of the day. Inside the final hour of Wall Street trading, Dow Industrials now up 82 points. NASDAQ is ahead by 39 points, or 2%. The S&P 500 is 12 points higher. Markets climbing after the government reported smaller than expected job growth from last month. Analysts say investors think this may give the Fed more time before it needs to raise interest rates. Speaking of job growth, Home Depot is planning some, asking the AARP for help in
finding 50 and older workers to fill as many as 34,000 jobs the company plans to create this year by opening new stores. Home Depot stock right now up almost a dollar. Investors have been mighty busy lately. Ameritrade says its individual customers conducted a record number of stock trades last month. Good news for a company that makes money on trade commissions. Ameritrade raising the low end of its profit forecast, and the stock is up almost a dollar. I'm Joe Matthew in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
1:43 is the time on the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and we're going to be giving away tickets to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. In fact, we have one pair of tickets we're going to give away right now. 303-382-1150. Be the fourth caller, 303-382-1150, and you will win a pair of tickets worth $20. The show starts February the 7th to the 15th, so starting tomorrow at the Colorado Convention Center, and I think we have a winner. We do have a winner. Okay, there we go. We're talking about a lot of things today, so let me reprise some of the things we're talking about. We're talking about the little girl who was abducted and now found murdered in Florida. How do you teach children what to do and to prevent them from being abducted when an adult comes on to them like that and tries to overpower them? What's the drill? And if you're in law enforcement, what's the usual law enforcement lore or the information that's passed on to parents so that we can do that? We're also talking about prostitution. The Pentagon is going to be investigating sex-on-sex crimes. I've long thought that here we are at halftime, Janet Jackson. I mean, it doesn't stop, whether it's the nipple ripple, whether it's an example of being on the boob tube. Here is Janet Jackson and all this kind of sex that's used to sell everything. It's used to recruit athletes. So we're seeing the fallout at CU and the big investigation that's happening there. We're seeing a Pentagon investigation of sex on soldier-on-soldier sexual assault. And so I think that if prostitution were allowed to flourish in American society, we would see less of this, don't you think? 303-382-1150. In other words, the point I'm making is we're using sex to sell every single thing, but you cannot buy sex as a consenting adult unless you go to a few counties in Nevada. That's the only legal place where you can do it. The rest of it is not legal. 303-382-1150. The winner of the last pair of tickets, Alex from Denver. Alex, congratulations. I just got this email from Penny. Penny said, I was listening to Michael Medved today. I don't always agree with him, but I think he's truthful, though a little slanted. He's talking about Kerry's war record, what he did after the war. I'm convinced that he used the war to advance his own political career. I think that the way this country treated Vietnam vets is a real disgrace, and that Kerry is responsible for a lot of it. He lied before Congress about the veteran action of servicemen over there, and so on and so on. And so he doesn't. She thinks Kerry's no better than Bush. And if he wins, he would be trading one sleazeball for another. I've always been a Democrat, but I can't support Kerry. If he wins, I will not vote for president. That's what she's saying. And I'm seeing reports about Kerry that are not too perky. You know, that he's sort of, he cuts into lines and he says, do you know who I am? And that he hasn't managed to accomplish all that much in his tenure in the Senate. But I'll deal with that later. Right now, I want Bush out of there, so anybody in my mind is better than Bush. Kerry's not my first choice, but he's better than Bush. 303-382-1150. I also get letters like this, emails like this. Listen to this. I've had a slew of them this week. Enid, I have to write a paper for my anthropology class on same-sex marriage. I need to come up with 3 pros and 3 cons. I have to use reputable sources. Could you recommend some sources for me? I'm having some trouble finding some. Thank you so much. Dear Enid, would you please do my homework for me? Thank you so much. Which website should I use? Thank you so much. Kids, part of learning to do a term paper is learning how to do the research in the term paper. Please do not beseech me to do the research for you. I am very busily researching my own program, and I have learned to use the tools in my library, on the Internet, and so on. It's part of learning how to be responsible with information. So you need to learn how to research things. This I received from one of you, and I have to share the most recent thing that I got. Wait a minute, where is this? This is from. I just missed it. Where is that? This is from Steve Rosenblum's column in today's Chicago Tribune. The White House just announced that George Bush will be appearing in a one-on-one interview with Tim Russert on Meet the Press this Sunday morning. Now, considering what happened at halftime of the Super Bowl, do you think the FCC will consider fining NBC for showing an exposed boob? 303-382-1150. You tell me. All right. Here's what's happening with MoveOn.org. Dear MoveOn members, one of you sent this to me. As you know, they go on to say, we didn't think the hypocrisy at CBS could get much worse, but it just did. As you know, CBS refused to run MoveOn.org's child's pay ad, perhaps the most tasteful and uncontroversial advocacy ad in history during the Super Bowl. CBS executives claimed they had a blanket policy against all so-called, quote, issue ads. Yesterday, we at MoveOn.org learned that the network plans to broadcast an ad promoting the Bush Medicare prescription drug law. This is part of a $13 million taxpayer-financed TV campaign to take the heat off the White House for pushing through a drug plan that benefits drug companies and insurance companies more than it does Medicare recipients. White House ad features the tagline, "Same Medicare, more benefits." But a report by Consumers Union last month said that most people covered by Medicare will wind up spending more for prescription drugs as a result of the provisions in the law which favor drug companies. People are going to spend more for prescription drugs. Also, the American government, the federal government, is precluded from negotiating bulk rates with the drug companies to get better rates for medicines. This is what Canada does. This is what other countries do. That's why it's cheaper to buy your meds in those countries. We are prevented from doing that in this country by this legislation. It protected everybody but us, right? So Consumers Union says that most people covered by Medicare will wind up spending more for prescription drugs. According to the Washington Post, the campaign is intended to, quote, counteract Democratic criticism that changes to the Medicare program will harm older Americans. If that isn't a controversial issue ad, MoveOn.org goes on to say, we don't know what is. But since CBS appears to be changing its policy, our voter fund has submitted our own Medicare ad, which exposes the facts behind this spin campaign to run on CBS. So far, we haven't heard back. Please give CBS a call today to let them know that they need to either pull the White House ads or run ours, and you can call CBS at their comment line, and I will give you the number 212-975-4321, or you can email them at cbs.com or at New Media Sales, N-E-W-M-E-D-I-A Sales, one word, at cbs.com. After you've called or emailed, please help us keep track of the number of calls and emails that are pouring in by going to moveonvoterfund.org and then going into the CBS part of that. We're spreading out the calls across a number of relevant CBS numbers, so hopefully you won't get a busy signal. Also, we have no quarrel with CBS News or any CBS journalists who have actually given fair coverage to CBS corporate's unfair decision. Please don't call the CBS News desk. There's another issue involved here that needs to be taken very seriously. If Bush's Medicare ad is intended to function as a campaign ad, and that it clearly appears to be the case, then this may constitute a criminal election law violation. In fact, the ad company that made the ad, which will air on CBS, also works for the Bush-Cheney re-election committee. We have put in a Freedom of Information Act request to the Department of Health and Human Services to begin the process of establishing the facts in this case. For now, help us hold CBS accountable by asking them to stop running the Bush Medicare ad or to accept our ad. Hear, hear. You got to hand it to MoveOn.org. They're doing the stuff that the government has failing to do. 303-382-1150. This is why you have a graphic lesson in why you don't want all branches of the government under the aegis of one political party, which is the case right now. The Republicans control everything. So you're not going to see any kind of an impeachment. But MoveOn.org, this is the people. This is a grassroots kind of a campaign. Get a hold of CBS.com and you tell them either drop the White House's Medicare ad or accept MoveOn.org's ad. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
AM 1150 cannot be held liable if our diverse talk programming forces you to use excessive brain power. Always entertaining and never boring. AM 1150 KNRC.
All right, then. The first thing we'll do is divide everyone into two groups. Those of you who travel less than once a month, please turn your volume dial counterclockwise. And might I advise you to get out more. You deserve it. The rest of you, esteemed airline pilots, flight attendants, millionaires, professional athletes, congrats, you've made the cut. And should concurrently visit locatingme.com, where you'll find a service designed to aid you and your family in an emergency. When you're away, you want your family to feel confident that they could contact you at any time. And further, that they have access to pertinent medical information from any computer in the world. LocatingMe.com does this and more. And because you're a special and unique individual, if you're not completely satisfied, return your ID cards within 30 days and your entire subscription price will be refunded. No obligation. This concludes our discussion. And homebodies, you may readjust the volume as you see fit.
Visit LocatingMe.com, where you'll never be out of touch.
In a perfect world, the only hearts broken on Valentine's Day would be the chocolate ones. And Cupid's arrow would never, ever miss. But the world isn't perfect, so there's Walgreens, with everything you need to make February 14th perfect. Like chocolates, Hallmark cards, designer fragrances, Mylar balloons, and all your last-minute Valentine's needs. That's life. This is Walgreens.
Through Saturday, selected Hershey's Pot of Gold hearts are buy one, get one free of the same price.
You love your car. You wash and wax your car. You talk to your car until it has trouble starting. Then you yell at your car, you curse your car, you kick your car in the tires. What you need is Die Hard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. Die Hard Express is more than a battery service. We give your car's electrical system a complete checkup. We look for common problems, and if you need a new battery, we install it Die Hard, America's most preferred battery.
Die Hard Express, Sears, good life, great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What's the number one diet pill in America? Xantrex 3. Rapid weight loss, incredible energy in one amazing super pill. Xantrex 3. At stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
156 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live as we head out for the weekend, and it is a gorgeous day today. It's beautiful. It's crisp. I love looking at the snow, and I like that the sun is out today, although I don't mind it when it's gray. It's a really good day to be interior if you're a writer. It's a great day to write something. It's a great day to write a bestseller. Okay, MoveOn.org. They have another website, MoveOn, VoterFund.org. If you go to their website, there's a way that they're trying to censure the president. There's a petition to censure the president, asking Congress to censure Bush. So check out MoveOn.org. And National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice. I think she's kind of mediocre. I'm sorry. I know she's Denver. She's local, blah, 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 blah. But I don't see any brilliance emanating from Condoleezza Rice. She's managed, though, to get herself some great jobs, however. I mean, maybe there's less here than meets the eye, but I could just be bitchy about this. Anyway, National Insecurity Advisor Condoleezza Rice has agreed to be interviewed by the bipartisan 9/11 Commission. This is after a lot of wrangling. They're going to do it tomorrow. She's been resisting it for weeks and weeks. One of the commission members who's going to interview her, Bob Kerrey, is the former senator from Nebraska, the one who used to go out with Deborah Winger. Now president of the New School University in New York, he said that Rice's interview will not be held under oath. So why does she have to tell the truth? And the results of the interview are not to be made public. So A, we're never going to know, and B, she's not under oath. Tell me what the point is of this. Why didn't they subpoena her and make her testify under oath? And why won't she testify under oath? What are they afraid of? What are they hiding? But as the Bush administration fights to limit the scope and time allotted to the Independent Commission, investigating a broad array of failures leading up to and during the terrorist attacks of 9/11, Kerry is emerging. Former Senator Kerry, this is not the one run, this is Bob Kerry, not John Kerry, is emerging as a strong antagonist to their efforts to contain the political damage. He's the commission's unlikely new spitfire. He said he would lobby the commission to request sworn public testimony from Bush's embittered national security advisor. I'm very much interested in following up on the statement Condoleezza Rice made at her famous press conference in 2002. She said, I don't think anybody could have predicted that this is what she said. I don't think anybody could have predicted that they would try to use an airplane as a missile, Kerry said. I don't believe that. In fact, there were intelligence reports from a decade earlier that said that they might try to, the terrorists might try to use airplanes as a missile. The commissioners are divided on whether or not to press the point and to use a subpoena if she refuses. We're not there yet, said former New Jersey Governor Tom Keene. He's a Republican, and he heads up the committee. He's the committee's chairman. But with the independent 9/11 commission spinning out of the White House's control, the fight by Republicans against the panel's request for an extension of its deadline may hurt the Bush administration more than it will help it. Well, they have acceded to an extension. They didn't want to do it. They did it kicking and screaming, but they saw politically that they had to do it. People are waking up, and the lies and so forth that have been a hallmark of this administration, they don't lie in response to something. They lie right out of the box, all beginning to come unraveled. The question is, does anybody have a memory or a mammary? Well, let's ask Janet Jackson about that part. Long enough to hold their feet to the fire by the time of the next election, the presidential election. That would be the question. If it peaks too soon and they're able to whitewash everything, then it's all up for grabs. One more hour of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC. Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 31 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by General Motors. On a 7-2 vote today, the University of Colorado Board of Regents approved an independent investigation into the allegations of sex parties and alcohol being used to recruit football players at the school. Patty Klapfenstein, mother of CU tight end Joel Klapfenstein, says that this investigation is dragging a lot of good names through the mud.
Every player, every administrator, every student, and that has been blown totally out of proportion. And it's been spun to a ridiculously unreasonable conclusion.
The findings of the committee are supposed to be completed no later than April 30th. Three women have sued the university claiming they were sexually assaulted during or after a party attended by recruits and CU Buff football players in December of 2001. Edgewater police have released some photos that they're hoping will help them solve last year's murder of Heather DeWild. The 30-year-old mother of two disappeared in July after dropping her children off at the home of her estranged husband. Her body was found in a shallow grave west of Golden in September. Police have released the photos of her purse and some shoes similar to the ones that she was wearing when she disappeared. Investigators are hoping that someone might recognize the items and help them with that case. Fort Carson held a ceremony yesterday to remember four of its soldiers who were killed when their helicopter was shot down in Iraq recently. Chief Warrant Officer Philip Johnson, Chief Warrant Officer Ian Manuel, Sergeant Christopher Golby, and Sergeant Michael DiRamondo were members of the 571st Air Ambulance Company. Tony DiRamondo, father of Sergeant Michael DiRamondo, says the soldiers of the 571st are heroes.
I think my son is, and the other members of the 571st are the true definition of an American hero. These men daily went out and risked their lives to save other Americans.
Seven soldiers from the 571st have died in Iraq. The 571st is expected to return home in the next few weeks. Authorities in Sarasota, Florida say Joseph Smith has been charged in the Carly Brusha killing.
They've brought charges to Joseph P. Smith for first-degree murder and kidnapping, along with the other additional charges that we have charged him with a few days ago.
The body of the 11-year-old Florida girl was found this morning. She disappeared over the weekend. A probe will be launched into reports of sexual assaults involving U.S. troops in Iraq and Kuwait. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld ordered the probe after allegations surfaced of sexual assaults on service members. According to a defense official, the incidents involve military personnel attacking one another. There have been 88 reports of sexual misconduct reported in the past year. Arizona Senator John McCain says he doesn't think President Bush manipulated intelligence information. McCain will sit on a commission investigating intelligence used to justify the war in Iraq. President Bush established the bipartisan commission naming former Virginia Senator Charles Robb and appeals court Judge Lawrence Silberman as co-chairman. McCain has said the commission will look at all the facts, including the way intelligence was used by the administration. The Arizona Republican is known as a maverick who has no qualms about speaking out against his own party's administration. Democratic presidential hopefuls are visiting voters in five states hoping to gain support for their candidacies. Maine, Washington State, Virginia, Michigan, and Tennessee are holding elections in the upcoming days. Senator John Kerry won a key endorsement today from Missouri Congressman Richard Gephardt. Gephardt dropped out of the presidential race last month. You may need to update your calendar if you're following the Scott Peterson double murder trial. Don Andrews reports that the accused double murderer's trial may start sooner than expected.
Peterson's lawyer Mark Garagos now says the delay he requested in the Peterson case is no longer needed because the case he was supposed to be working on this week and next in Southern California has been postponed. In court papers filed late yesterday, Garagos says he's ready to begin pretrial motions in the Peterson case as soon as early next week. Prosecutors also say they're ready to begin. However, both sides say it's still possible the Peterson case may not start next week because of other considerations. A hearing is set for Monday to lay out a trial schedule. I'm Don Andrews.
Stocks were higher across the board just before the close of today's session. The Dow up more than 84 points. The Nasdaq up 43. The S&P 500 up 12. In sports, the Denver Nuggets on a California road trip tonight to play the Golden State Warriors. Nuggets beat the Warriors in December when the two teams last met. All-Star break means that the Colorado Avalanche off until Tuesday when they'll welcome the New York Islanders to the Pepsi Center. The Avs got beat by the dreaded Red Wings 3-2 last night. When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button, and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar, always there, always ready. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
What's all the buzz in the suburbs? Find out by subscribing to Buzz in the Burbs magazine. If you're looking for all the best places to eat, shop, travel, and have fun with the family, you'll find it in Buzz in the Burbs, the original lifestyle magazine for Denver suburbs. Buzz in the Burbs is a terrific resource with a wealth of information on fashion, food, home, travel, health, education, local events, personalities, and more. Best of all, you can get the buzz delivered right to your door. If you're not on the mailing list, call Buzz in the Burbs at 303-689-7665 or visit www.buzzintheburbs.com now to subscribe. For just over $1 a month, you get all the buzz about your suburban community right in your mailbox every month. 40,000 active, affluent families rely on Buzz in the Burbs for great ideas on family living. For advertising information or to subscribe, call 303-689-7665 or check out the buzz on the web at www.buzzintheburbs.com. Call 303-689-7665 today.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Cleaning up some accidents on the highway, northbound I-25 at Alameda, as well as southbound I-25 at Hampton. Had a couple problems on Parker, one at Orchard, the other one at Mississippi. Those should be out of the way, but they were causing delays on Parker Road. Hurry into Pep Boys, where an Express Pro-Loin oil change is only $11.88. That's right, $11.88, and it's done in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. See store for details. Pep Boys, they're car people. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. About an inch for some of us of new snowfall, much, much less than that for others. So just sporadic storm amounts. But that system has now moved off to the east, and we get to calm down a little bit with a lot of sunshine today. We should top out around 35 for the high. It'll be mainly clear tonight with a low of 12. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a high around 40. And it looks like we could see some snow showers back on Sunday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's mostly sunny, 31 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
207, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We've been talking about a lot of different things today. If you were just tuning in, President Bush is going to attempt to resurrect himself on Tim Russert's show, Meet the Press, this coming Sunday. Apparently, staff have been doing mock Meet the Presses with him. Somebody in the Chicago Tribune said, in the wake of the Janet Jackson breast flap or flop, you're going to have here in another exposed boob on television. What do you think about that? We have a whole list of questions that Joe Connison put together that Tim Russert is probably never going to ask George W. Bush, but I'm intrigued how they changed the subject when the question of his military service comes up. They never answer the charges directly, never substantively. Instead, they go after people who ask the question trying to diss them. It's some of like how some of my conservative callers are here. When I ask them, when I try to hold their feet to the fire and make the case, instead they start dissing me. So those of you who are conservatives, what about President Bush's military service, where his whereabouts haven't been accounted for about a year when he was doing the National Guard service? It was called the Caviar Club because it was just the children of the elite that managed to get in this National Guard unit, and he still couldn't show up for all of his commitment. When it cost the taxpayers about $1 million to train him to fly a plane. And, by the way, he got the lowest score you can possibly get to allow you to fly a plane. 303-382-1150. Is it a legitimate question? Jerome Davis emails and said a caller asked about impeachment. You can't impeach somebody who was never elected, Jerome says. What about Martha Stewart? She is so horrible. The information coming out about her is so horrible that I think she ought to go to the pokey just because she's such a bitch. But here she is on trial, and Kenneth Lay is walking around free. What kind of a system of justice do we have where Kenneth Lay, who screwed up the retirement of zillions of people with Enron accounting procedures that we seem to be using in the federal government to justify the deficits and so on, he walks around free, selling his properties, as far as I know, under no criminal indictments so far. And Martha Stewart, who managed to wrest, an extra $60,000 or something out of a deal, she's on trial. Is this uneven justice? 303-382-1150. Liz, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, what does it matter what George Bush's military record was after he's been president for 4 years?
I think
is this all that Democrats have?
Because if you are leading a country into war, and if you fly onto a USS, an aircraft carrier, the USS Abraham Lincoln, in a flight suit trying to look like Tom Cruise with a sock stuffed down the front of it, I think it's a legitimate issue. Doesn't matter. I think if he's lying about it, remember, he said he was going to restore honor and dignity to the White House. It's just another one of his lies.
You know, I think he's a scapegoat. I'm so confused over all this. I think George Bush is a scapegoat. I think Janet Jackson boobs are a scapegoat. I think we're all using this for, it's just phony baloney.
A scapegoat for what?
Because history isn't going to judge us on whether we got Saddam or bin Laden. It's going to judge us on whether we had the courage and conviction to make this country better, not on whether George Bush did. And we didn't. All of us failed miserably. I mean, George Bush's fault, it's a little bit his fault. He didn't lead us. He told us to shop, hug our kids, and travel. But the majority of the problem lies with us.
Well,
we judge everyone, we judge everything, but God forbid any of us should sacrifice anything to change.
Well, are you sacrificing anything to change?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing?
I don't know, but listen, I never liked Howard Dean. I don't like MoveOn.org. I think they're both too left. I wish Howard Dean would take his rolled up sleeves and throbbing red forehead and go home. He's jumped the shark, but he did do something. He engaged and energized people my age, Gen Xers, Yers, to at least hate Bush between to the mall and our trust fund suck UVs, you know? And some of us have mobilized our hoochie-wearing selves to, I don't know, think about something other than our own selves. And I don't know if Botox Carrie, who's like minus 89 on the charisma scale, is going to be able to keep us engaged.
Well, what's going to happen when the debates happen between Botox Carey, who sometimes resembles a tree, and George W. Dickey Bush?
Well, Botox Carey's going to kill him, but Bush...
No, he's not. I mean, Bush has got more affability,
Bush is way more charismatic. But the my larger point.
Well, I wouldn't call Bush charismatic. I think the right word there is he's more personable.
Maybe that's the better word. But my larger question, Enid, is when did we lose the notion of civic ritual? When did we all become audiences?
We've been audiences for a long time, and look at the language. We're not citizens anymore. We're consumers, and we don't live in cities. We live in markets, and we are delivered in mass from one commercial to the next. So we have become a nation of consumers. And if you're a consumer and you're delivered in body from one commercial to the next, and the programming is only to connect the dots to deliver you and have you sit through the whole 4 hours of the Super Bowl while Janet Jackson may or may not be flashing, then you become passive. As an audience, you are passive. And I think that the passivity is reflected in our choices, in our political choices as to who the leader is.
It's not just political choices. It's smart show. But we just listen for free. We don't go out of our way to spread the word. Most of us don't even call. I want to hear from the people out there. You know what? This is like a giant community conversation that we get to have every day. And these conversations, I swear to God, are better than what I have with my friends and probably better than most of us have with our spouses. And we just take it for granted that someone else will do the grunt work everywhere, not just in politics. If there's something that fell on the grocery store floor, someone else will clean it up. And is Denver really this lazy? Are we?
Well, that's a really good question. I like what you're saying about that this is a giant community conversation, and it's a really freewheeling conversation that we have here every day, 5 days a week, noon to three. It's completely free. Even calling up doesn't cost you anything. And you're right. We're lucky to have it here. If you look at most of talk radio, it's completely conservative. It's completely consolidated. And here we can talk about anything. But you're talking about taking responsibility.
Because this is a symptom. KNRC is ours to lose, right? So is our country. And if we can't do a simple thing like spread the word about your show and participate in our own lives and what's going on around us, then there's no way in hell that we're going to oust a popular incumbent president. And don't kid yourself. Everything's at stake here. Everything.
Well, Liz, I don't disagree with you. Are you saying that you don't think we're going to be able to oust him in the light of the David Kaye testimony, in the light of a lot of lies getting unraveled now?
There's no way we're going to oust him. I will bet everything I have that George Bush is in for another 4 years, and it's our fault. And so do not sit and bitch about it. Everyone's going to call in and bitch about George Bush. Well, it's our fault.
Are you going to volunteer? Did you find out how
you could sign up
with the Democrats?
Yes, I sure did. Julie DeWitty had a get-together, per you, Enid, because I called your show.
I know.
About it, and she had a get-together. They thought 100 people would show up. 300 people showed up. People had to stand out on the sidewalk.
Oh, my God. Where
was... That was 2 weeks ago on Saturday at the Democratic Party state headquarters.
What were the age range of the people who showed up to vote?
The age range... And this is interesting, there were a lot of young people, and after I talked to most of the young people were Dayton supporters. They were there because, now given that was before his
Iowa
Green speech and his implosion, but they were mostly there to support him. Now, I volunteered twice there, and the phone calls I've been fielding, now everyone's switching over to Kerry, people want to get involved. People need an outlet, and they'll do it. But, I mean, what about the rest of us just sitting on our asses?
Okay, now what are they having you do as a volunteer?
I'm answering phone calls. I'm fielding inquiries from people who walk in the door, and I'm just doing, you know, basic.
What about registering people to vote? Is anybody doing that?
No. They're gonna get that all together. They're just not there yet. Right now, they're just recruiting volunteers to, you know, sort of get a pool of people going. But see, the one phone call and 300 people showed up.
Well, you know what?
Julie DeWitty took you at your word.
Yeah, but you know what, Liz? You're the one who called and got it going. You're the one who called us to tell us that you tried to volunteer with the Democrats and all they could do is send you a solicitation for a donation. When you tried with the Republicans, they were on it immediately with emails. They were organized. They gave you phone numbers and everything else. So I bitched about it on the air. And you're right. Julie DeWitty did call in, and I'm really glad that they're taking the bull by the horns and doing something here. So we thank you, Liz, for getting the ball rolling.
Well, I thank you.
Well, all right. We'll thank each other. Thank you, Liz.
Okay, bye.
Bye. 303-382-1150. Adam in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
I'm very well, Adam.
Okay.
Perkier on a Friday.
We should all be in a good mood, right?
Yeah, we should.
Okay. I've been listening to you, and I'm going to watch with bated breath what Bush has to say this Sunday on Meet the Press. I don't think Russert's going to give him a pass this time. Because there's too many
Russert
questions.
Better not, because Russert's been under the gun for having given him a pass and hitting him with all these softballs. So if he wants to preserve his hard-hitting reputation, he better step up to the plate. And did you hear those Joe Connison questions I have that he
I
should
did.
Be asking him? Okay.
Do you think he'll ask those? Or
I don't know. I hope he does. They're spreading all over the Internet.
Well, here's what I propose, and I'd like your conservative listeners, if there are any, to call in. And I think the president should do this, too, is go to the families of the 500 and whatever killed and the thousands injured and look them in the eye and say it was still a justifiable war based on faulty intelligence. And I'd like to point out also that the CIA doesn't decide to go to war. The president does. So this blaming of the CIA's intelligence is ludicrous. They gave him all the information, and he chose what he wanted to. He told us what he wanted us to hear. And then we went to war, and now there's thousands injured.
Oh, and now he's passing the buck. This is the administration that says you have to step up to the plate and take responsibility. But as long as you brought this up, Adam, I'm going to share with you a letter from a Central New Jersey father published in the paper. And you want to take it off the air?
Sure.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call. Here it is. Dear President Bush, with heavy heart, tears in my eyes, and a home full of sorrow, I pick up my pen to write you about a brave soldier, Second Lieutenant Seth J. Devoren, U.S. Army. My son was killed in Iraq on February 3, 2004, fighting in a war. Seth was a good boy, well-mannered, smart, kind, and understanding. He joined the Army in an effort to serve his country, and serve his country he did. Seth made the ultimate sacrifice. Bearing a child will no doubt be the hardest task that his mother and I shall ever have to do. The one question I have, and the one question I would like you to answer is, why did my son and every other soldier that was killed, maimed, and wounded have to suffer settling your vendetta? My son is gone just when he was laying a strong foundation to build upon for the rest of his life. Now, President Bush, his life has been snuffed out in a meaningless war. Where are all the weapons of mass destruction? Where are the stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons? Please, President, pray for all of our fallen heroes, and as a tribute to these heroes, get our boys and girls out of Iraq now before too much more blood is shed. Since you waged this unnecessary war on Saddam Hussein, the world has become a horrible place to live in. I know my boy is safe now. In a new world free of hate and prejudices, where God is his president. But you tell me, President Bush, why he had to go so soon and in such a violent way. Respectfully yours, Richard M. Devoren. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
Warning, listening to AM 1150 KNRC can be addictive, but never hazardous to your health. Tell your friends about Denver's most compelling radio talk station, AM 1150 KNRC.
Most radio commercials try to pique your interest. This one will try to lower yours. Your high-interest student loans, that is. Do what over 300,000 people have already done and call 1-800-2-COLLEGE. By calling College Loan Corporation, you can lower your monthly payments by refinancing your student loans with federal rates as low as 2.63%. That's right, 2.63%. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Hey, what are you doing on the computer?
Believe it or not, I just finished our taxes.
Come on.
Yeah, with TurboTax software.
Are you sure we did it right?
Yes. TurboTax asks you simple questions, and it puts the answers on all the right forms.
Well, what if we made a mistake?
Well, it checks for errors and missed deductions, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow.
I know. So now I can print our return and mail it, or file it electronically, and we're done.
I've always liked that TurboTax.
Really?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
So you've tried every diet out there. Well, that's something considering there's over 17,000 diets on the market to choose from. Low-carb diets, low-fat diets, high-protein diets. If you're one of the 127 million overweight Americans, you've probably tried one or all of these diets, but without lasting success. That's where Monarch Health Sciences can get you fit for life with a new and complete solution to overall health. The Monarch Forever Fit program is based on solid science in the fields of nutrition, exercise, physiology, and psychology. No magic pills here. The program was created by some of the world's leading experts in weight management, world-renowned doctors, Olympic athletes, exercise physiologists, and psychologists. Join this winning team. Call now, 720-981-4622. Whether it's to lose weight or become part of the Monarch Health Sciences business, call 720-981-4622 for your free Forever Fit information kit. That number again is 720-981-4622 or www.monarchhs.com/foreverfit.
Stay with KNRC right after Style Matters from noon to 2 this Saturday for a brand new show called Food Talk with Jim Conder. Jim will host a 2-hour romp in the field of great food and drink. Interesting guests, delectables, food news, specialty foods, interesting food, food history, recipes, cuisines, cooking tips, and of course, restaurants. Food Talk with Jim Conder, KNRC's new food and restaurant forum. Saturdays noon to 2 on AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Dominic Brascia.
And I'm Bill Thorpe.
Join us weeknights from 6 to 9 here on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now back to Enid Goldstein.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 3 o'clock. I just got this email from the Democrats, House Democrats, let's see, with redistricting behind us, House Democrats want the Colorado legislature to refocus on the real priorities of Coloradans. House Democrats want to stage a Colorado comeback by creating jobs, making health care affordable, establishing quality schools, and protecting our natural resources. Please join House Democrats on the West steps of the state capitol Monday, Feb 9, for a Colorado comeback rally. And this is an email I just got from Julie DeWoody, Interim Executive Director, Colorado Democratic Party. I also have to apologize to some of you in Jefferson County. I had agreed to speak on Feb 28th to a fundraiser that you were having, and I'm not able to do it because I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. So I've gotten emails from some of you who were planning to go because I was going to be there. So I really apologize, but Cal Johnson has said that we'll do a rescheduling. So I promise to talk to you at some time in the near future, but I'm just not able to do it on Feb 28th. So I really apologize. I was very much looking forward and tried very hard to figure out how to be able to do it, but it's just not going to work this time. It will work, though. 303-382-1150. Bob calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, Bob.
Good. One of your last callers said that you'd like to hear from conservative-minded people. Listener. So I'm a conservative-minded listener.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you. I also have a unique perspective on his concern at hand with regard to, you know, the military and the way the military views it and what we all think about it. I just left active duty Marine Corps. I was an infantry officer.
Okay.
And I got to say that the military is very strongly behind George Bush. I mean, it's not rhetoric. It's not because he's our commander-in-chief and we're required to be, because I saw the difference in the way the military responded to Bill Clinton and the way that the military responds to George Bush. So,
does it matter that Bush may have been AWOL in his National Guard service?
Did it matter to you that Bill Clinton left our country during a time of war?
He was going to Oxford. And everybody who could get deferments had deferments, but he didn't. You know, the story about Bill Clinton and his service really came out, but the story on George Bush has really not come out, nor has the White House addressed it in any substantive way.
My question for you is, if it is a prerequisite, if what you're saying, if what you're saying,
he was AWOL. I mean, Clinton didn't even bother. He wanted out. He wanted the deferment. He went to Oxford, and anybody who could get a deferment went, and a lot of other people went to Canada during the Vietnam War.
Okay.
All right. So but I mean, nobody disputes that. But here you've got President Bush. Here's but wait a minute, Bob. Here we can't both talk at once. Here you have President Bush, and you've got him being the commander in chief during a time of war, and you've got him coming in with that Tom Cruise open on the USS Abraham Lincoln in the flight suit, and actually it wasn't even, he went into the National Guard, which was widely reported to be for the children of the elite, and he didn't even complete his service. Is that in any way relevant to you? Is that relevant to you?
It is very relevant to me. George Bush landing on an aircraft carrier with guys who had been away from their families for 6 months.
No. I'm talking about landing on the air when he was AWOL from his National Guard duty. Is his own service relevant to you?
Is it relevant to me?
Yeah, his own military service.
It's relevant to me.
If you knew for sure that he had been AWOL when, you know, getting into the Guard was enough to get him, keep him out of Vietnam, making Texas safe from the North Vietnamese. And then he still didn't show up after the taxpayers paid him $1 million to train him as a pilot. He wouldn't take his physical. We don't know why. But would, if it comes out that he was, in fact, didn't show up for that year or so of his duty, would that in any way shape your opinion of Bush?
Would it shape yours?
I'm asking you the question. We already know my opinion.
Your opinion is that none of this stuff matters at all.
Yeah, no. My opinion is it's extremely relevant. I'm asking you the question. Don't, if you called up to have a real discussion, don't evade it. You're a military guy, so don't act like a wuss. Let's have a discussion about it. And I'm asking you the question. If it comes out that Bush was actually AWOL from his National Guard service, would this be relevant to you as a former military guy?
It would be.
Okay.
It would be.
And how would it affect your decision, your judgment about Bush?
If he actually evaded service to our country, that
yes.
He actually did that, and there's proof that he did?
Yes.
It would certainly be something I would take into consideration on my decision-making process with regard to him. Yes.
Okay, now how do you feel about David Kaye's statement that there are no weapons of mass destruction when the war was sold to us on the basis of imminent weapons of mass destruction that could be imminently deployed?
I know about that. That happens. I happen to have come from a field where I know information I can't share with you on that.
Okay.
Are you surprised? Let me just say that the information that I have on this, I am 100% behind George Bush on the information because of the information that I have. That's the truth.
Are you
on that particular issue? That is a strong, the information that I can share with you that's public information is that two administrations before him had the same weapon.
Yeah, but quite a lot of years earlier, and there's a shelf life on some of these bioweapons and so on, so it was old information.
There's no shelf life?
Yes, there is.
What do you know about biological weapons?
You know, there is a shelf life on certain bioweapons.
I know about biological weapons.
Bob, all you're doing is calling up to be nasty, and you're not calling up to have a discretion, and you're not calling up to make the case. It's widely reported that certain bio elements and weaponry and so on has a shelf life. Certain of the elements have a shelf life, and you can't possibly tell me with a straight face that that's not the case.
I can tell you that there's a shelf life.
Yeah, and then you
weapons,
and you.
But I can also
suddenly there is a shelf life. Oh, I see. All right, gotcha. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Gosh, I don't know where to start. I love listening to Liz. It's nice to hear young people who are so enthused. I think she makes a very valid point. I think this country is totally focused on the wrong boob. Janet Jackson's, and instead of President Bush. But we go for, and it makes me kind of sad. I'm losing faith in my fellow countrymen that unless there's sex involved, they don't pay attention. Whoever paid attention to a Supreme Court nomination until there were the sex allegations against Thomas? You know, everybody wants to know about Janet Jackson. It was the most oft-repeated piece on TiVo. Did you read that little
report? Yeah, it's TiVo. You spiked big time.
Yeah, but who's watching the presidential debates? But it's all about appearances versus reality.
And to get to this guy, your military man, who'd have to kill you if he told you what he knew.
Not if I killed him first.
Bush loves this appearance, this persona, as a tough ass kicking ex-military guy. Look at Bush. What did he do?
He was a cheerleader.
He was a loser
and a wimp, and he's got a lousy temper. He's got a mean streak. Apparently, his mother is considered who had a reputation, and one thought of her as grandmotherly and silver hair and the silver fox. Apparently, she's considered by people who know her a real piece of work. Apparently, she's as bitchy as you can be, the enforcer in the family. And here's W, who has the persona of the military man. He's been a loser his whole life. He's been a druggie and a drunk until he was pretty old, until he was 40 years old. And so he gets to posture. The fates have been so kind to him, or maybe not, to have elevated him to the presidency with virtually no prerequisite. And he basically didn't even really get elected, as much as he got selected. And here he is posturing, and I think the military ought to be furious if it turns out that he was as AWOL as it's been reported.
And I think he was. I'm an airline pilot. I fly out of Houston, and there are a lot of guys I fly with who were in the unit that he was in. And I have not met anybody who actually saw him flying. And basically, what happened is they checked him out. They got him his wings because Daddy wanted him to have his wings, and they said, "You're so bad, just don't bother flying."
Well, he might have been flying without a plane on certain occasions too.
Yeah, I'm sure that happened too.
He had the lowest score that you could get in order to be trained as a pilot, and for some reason he refused to take a physical in his last year. God only knows why.
Yeah.
He hasn't addressed it.
Yeah, why is this important? I'm not sure that it's that important, but why was Clinton going to Oxford important? Why was Clinton's marijuana use important? Why was whatever Clinton did when he was 18 to 21 years old important at all? But it was extremely important. The right wing never stopped yakking about it, even after the second election. You know, it was Clinton this, Clinton that. So I guess it's important in the terms of payback, but you know, that may not be highly admirable, but that's just the way things go. It's payback time, and it's time that the right wing takes some of their own medicine if they want to look at people's backgrounds.
I'm with you, Dave, and I hope I wind up on a plane that you're piloting. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Chris, calling from Thornton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, how you doing, Enid?
Doing well.
Well, I was a little bit hurt by that statement you made about legalizing prostitution. A little bit hurt, you know, we legalized alcohol. Look what we got with alcohol now. Killing people left and right. People that ain't even using alcohol are dying because the people that do use alcohol. Now, prostitution doesn't necessarily solve the problem. How about if we make it a crime to use somebody like that?
It is a crime. It's not legal.
It is. Wait.
It is a crime. Prostitution is against the law, except when it's practiced in Washington. 303-382-1150. Joe calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, you know, they say that everybody was fooled by weapons of mass destruction, that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Scott Ritter, you know, one of the weapons inspectors, was one of the people that said Saddam didn't have any weapons of mass destruction, and then what happened with the Bush administration, they went after him.
They did, and they went after him for kind of sex crimes or something, didn't they?
That's right. They accused him of having an affair with a teenage girl or something. That's what they do. They try to, you know, they try to marginalize people, or they, you know, they question their credibility. You know, if you're Joseph Wilson, your CIA wife.
Geneva Overholser had a piece in today's New York Times, and she is very well respected. I believe she was an ombudsman for the Washington Post, and before that she ran maybe the Des Moines Register or something, and she says it's about time for Novak to out his source or the other reporters who were given the same information and did not run with it. There's a way for them to out who it was who did it, and she says it's time for that, and you know what? I agree with her. 303-382-1150. David calling from Bailey. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, David.
First time caller, give me a big wet one, baby. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know, I've been listening to this coverage, what these guys do from Washington. They talk about how they found Saddam in his hole, you know, and make out what a coward he was being in this hole. Yet when Mr. Bring It On goes to Iraq, what does he do? He sneaks in, turns the lights out, sneaks in, and then leaves before anybody knows he's there.
Yeah, he serves a fake turkey. Yeah. It's hard to know which turkey was serving which turkey.
Come on, he's Mister. Bring it on, bring it on. Except for when I'm there, don't bring it on when I'm there.
Is he a coward?
Yeah, he's pathetic.
You think? All right, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, our usual freewheeling conversation, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 on AM 1150 KNRC. 2:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 30 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by James Hardy Building. An independent committee will investigate the allegations of sex parties and liquor being used to recruit football players at CU. The Board of Regents voted 7-2 today to have the committee investigate allegations that have arisen in lawsuits filed by three women who say they were sexually assaulted during or after a party attended by recruits and Buff football players in December of 2001. The mother of Gregory Smith is suing the Denver Police Department over the shooting death of her son last year. The deaf teenager was shot by Denver police when he refused to drop a pocket knife and approached officers with it. The lawsuit in federal court says police knew the teen was deaf. The tape of the 911 calls during the fatal dog mauling in November in Elbert County have been released. The tapes show both the terror that was caused by the rampaging pit bulls and that the Elbert County Sheriff's Department was understaffed when the calls started coming in. In sports, it's the Denver Nuggets versus the Golden State Warriors tonight in California. Nuggets have a three-game winning streak going. Visit McKay Landing in Broomfield for homes carefully crafted with durable, low-maintenance James Hardy siding products by James Company. For more information, call 303-466-6560. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:39.
Do you know the story? It's about a war, the very worst kind. It ripped apart our country, set American against American, North against South, free against slave. Now John Brown's Body, the newest production at the Denver Center Theater Company, brings to life the story of the Civil War. You meet Lincoln and Davis. You hear from Southern belles and Northern ladies. You sit across from slave traders as well as freedom fighters. You see the world through the eyes of a Yankee soldier and his Confederate counterpart. John Brown's Body transports you to the most troubled chapter in our country's history and gives voice to the human experience behind the facts and dates. John Brown's Body plays January 29th through February 28th at the Denver Center Theater Company. Do you know the story? The whole story?
Visit denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100 today for your tickets.
KNRC News Time is 2:40. Time to check the roads. Here's Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Xantrex 3. Trying to clear an accident, Iliff and Parker, as well as one at Hampton and Monaco. And we're doing some accident investigation work out in the Arapahoe County area, Parker and Orchard. What's the number one diet pill in America? Xantrex 3. Rapid weight loss, incredible energy, and one amazing super pill. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com. I'm Darren Copeland with your KNRC Traffic.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We couldn't have timed this one any better. It's going to be sunny and dry, at least through the first half of the weekend. So as we enjoy the rest of the afternoon ahead, this will be a preview as to what we are going to get tomorrow. However, on Sunday, it looks like some more scattered snow showers will be coming our way. Now, we should top out around 35 for our high today. Our overnight low tonight, 12. And tomorrow, temps up around 40. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under mostly sunny skies, it's 30 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:41. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
They sent out a memo the other day requesting that all memos now follow the new memo format introduced in an earlier memo and then summarized in a later memo. A follow-up memo said to disregard any previously unauthorized memo procedure.
Sounds like their thing is a 12-ream case of Xerox paper. Just $17.99 during this week's Office Max Business Savings event. And all PaperMate stock is buy two, get one free. Buy TurboTax, get a free calculator. At Office Max, unbeatable savings is our thing. What's your thing?
Then they found out the memo had a typo.
Offer ends February 7th. See store for details.
John?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
KNRC Market Watch.
Wall Street's major indexes wrapped up the week in the plus column. This follows last month's employment report, which showed job growth having its best month since December of 2000, but it was still weaker than expected. Also, the jobless rate fell to 5.6%. The Dow Industrials rose 97 points to 10,593. The Nasdaq gained 44 points to 2064. The S&P 500 added 14 points to 1143. Big board volume was nearly 1.5 billion shares. Advancers beat decliners by a nearly 9-2 margin. Ericsson helped give the lift to the tech sector today, hitting a 52-week high and climbing 13%. Goldman Sachs has upgraded Ericsson after the cell phone maker posted a better-than-expected quarterly profit and had a cautiously optimistic outlook. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow was up 97 points. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Our contact number, 303-382-1150.
We hear you.
303-382-1150. Close is your phone. 303-382-1150. KNRC.
.243 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Okay, be the second caller. Right now, 303-382-1150 will give you a pair of tickets. And this is our fourth pair that we're giving. We have one more pair to give away to the Colorado House and Garden and Home Show starting tomorrow, February 7th to the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Looks like we've got a winner right now. The value of the tickets is $20, and we have one more set to give away, which I hope I remember to do. We are talking about George W. Bush, and I want to reinforce something that Liz said. She was really very kind, but this is a freewheeling conversation that we are having here Monday through Friday. You heard David Denby, a film critic from The New Yorker, talking about a salon, you know, the whole idea of a salon where you have the best thinkers coming together. We really try to do that, try to provide that. And certainly some of the best thinkers are those of you who call and email me. And it's a great opportunity to do this. And let me tell you something, very few places have this level of conversation going on. So I hope you appreciate it. You will appreciate it if it's not here anymore. We're a new station to help us survive and thrive. Tell your friends about us, 303-382-1150, because if we're not here anymore, we're not having this conversation anymore. I think you're gonna miss us and you take us for granted. The point she's making is, you know, here we are sitting on our behinds taking for granted what this country offers us without realizing how important our participation is, how fragile the success of this country is, etc. I saw something in the Martha Stewart trial that her business manager called the brokerage house. You know, she's on trial for that Imclone insider trading kind of issue. They had worked it out where she wouldn't have to pay a penny of tax. And in a way, I was insulted by that. It's all legal, I guess. It's fine. But you live in this country. I'm of the same opinion of guys like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates Sr. You're in this wonderful country that has made it possible for you to succeed. I had a call from one of you who said he didn't want to pay taxes because, you know, he's done everything on his own. Really? Was the GI Bill on your own? This country has made it possible for us to succeed, and we owe something to it, whether it's our effort, whether it's our tax money, whatever it is. It's our admission fee to this country. 303-382-1150. Winner of the last pair of tickets, Arthur from Denver. Congratulations to Arthur. Jim, calling from Littleton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, Enid?
Yes, hi, welcome.
Yes. Say, the conservative that called you a little while ago, and when you ask him about Bush and his no-show with the National Guard, and right away he brings up Clinton. You know, I get a little tired of that hypocrisy. At least Clinton was against the war. He wasn't for the war. And I don't blame him for avoiding it if that's what he was doing. And there were hundreds of thousands of kids at that time just jamming the colleges so they wouldn't get drafted.
That's right, getting their deferments.
And George Bush, Tancredo, Owens, the whole bunch of them that were out cheering the troops on.
How about Dick Cheney? How about Wolfowitz? How about all of them? The Chicken Hawks, happy to send your loved ones into battle, but when they had the chance, famously declined.
That's right, and that's what I get a little tired of. And I thought Clinton was treated really disrespectful by the military, and at least he wasn't a hypocrite about it, and that's all I need to say.
Thank you very much. 303-382-1150. Lines are full. They'll open up. Rick, calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. I'm a non-commissioned officer in the Army right now, and when I heard you read that letter from that boy's father, I mean, it really touched my heart. I served in two wars, as a matter of fact, and, you know, when I hear the Marine lieutenant, you know, call and make his comments, you know, that, yeah, it really irritates me, you know, and unfortunately, most of the people in the military that I serve with think like that lieutenant do.
They do think that way, because I know that when the war was getting underway, I have family that lives near Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, and the military people that you would expect to be gung-ho, because they have been in wars, because they know the price that going to war extracts, were very, very wary about going to war. So they didn't sound as gung-ho as some of these people who aren't called to be deployed there.
Yeah, I think what it is, I think it's the soldiers, you know, or the sailors, whatever, the military members who have never served in combat before. I think those are the ones who are real gung-ho, you know, for combat, because they don't know the reality that takes place in war. And, you know, just the hypocrisy, like your last caller was talking about, you know, I had one guy tell me that Bush wasn't AWOL. He had a leave of absence. And I'm like, that's funny. I've seen all the paperwork for it, and nothing says he was on a leave of absence.
No. And here's the other thing. If they genuinely wanted to clear up the mystery, why isn't there any information emanating from the White House? It looks like records have been pulled from his file. It looks like somebody's tried to clean it up. But nowhere are they addressing the substantive allegations. Instead, they're saying, this is slander to accuse a president. How dare you accuse a president? They're trying to diss the person asking the question. It means they can't make the case. That's what it always means. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Tony, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid. Tony?
Oh, hi.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, first-time caller.
Wait a minute.
I want to hear a little noise.
All right.
Oh, that's great. Well, I've been listening to shows before the war started, you know, during many different points of views, talking to people,
mm-hmm.
and I can't figure out what the reason is we truly went in to Iraq for. And I'd like to hear more people comment on that. I don't believe it was oil. I don't think it was either Iraqi people.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a long list of things that
I'll tell you what I would guess as an answer. I would guess two things, and both of them are not pretty. I think that one of the reasons we went to war is for ego. You had, well, these two dovetail, ego and ideology. You had a group of people who thought they knew what we had to do next, and that was to go to war and remove Saddam Hussein. So it was ideology. And it was ego. They were going to show you that they were going to do it, however, whatever means necessary to get us into the war. They were going to sell it any way they could, and they were going to emerge victorious. And sure enough, what was it, just 44 days or so of combat, and Bush descends on that aircraft carrier like the open of a Hollywood film, and this is the end of the major combat. And they really thought they were so smart, and that their ideology and their thoughts had been vindicated. I think that's why we went to war.
I believe part of that, but I also think that there was a deeper plan, and I think people talked about this before Bush came into office, and they talked about not only Iraq, but Syria and Iran. And I don't know if you remember back, there was a lot of threats towards Syria and Iran, and then they backed off. I think when this war started to go poorly, you know, they backed off that. And
why do you think the true reason we went to war?
I think it was a plan to stabilize
the region. Yeah, because of the oil.
Right, and you can't tell a country you're just going to go in and stabilize a region, get rid of the rogues.
We're just going to go in and make a grab for it. That's really
right.
We did it because we could do it. And what they did, which is so unconscionable, is through a whole series of lies now beginning to come unglued and unraveled, they managed to sell it to the American people who are among, I'm sorry to say, too often the nearly comatose. Tony, I thank you for the call. Call us again. 303-382-1150. Okay, this is it. One more pair of tickets to give away to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. It starts, apparently the tickets are good between the Feb 7 and 15, so I'm assuming that's when it starts. Be the fourth caller, 303-382-1150. Be the fourth caller, 303-382-1150. I think we have a winner. It's our last pair of tickets we're giving away for the day. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Fighting large corporate radio. We are Denver's only locally owned and operated talk radio station. Our bosses live and work here. AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Enid Goldstein. Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music build before you.
Marin Alsop leads the Colorado Symphony Orchestra on February 6th, 7th, and 8th in a performance that includes excerpts from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet and much more. Tickets available at all King Supers Tickets West outlets and online at coloradosymphony.org.
And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100.
Get the stuff.
If you're a NASCAR fan, now would be a good time to get to Napa Auto Parts. For a limited time, you can pick up a 2004 Nextel Cup Scheduled T-shirt for only $9.99. This is the good stuff. This Napa blue T-shirt features the entire 2004 Nextel Cup Series schedule, so you'll know where to find your favorite driver. So stop by Napa Auto Parts today and pick up your 2004 Nextel Cup Scheduled T-shirt for just $9.99.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Can you spare just two mornings or afternoons a month? Register now for volunteer orientation at the Molly Brown House Museum. Informational sessions will be held March 2nd at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Each session lasts 1.5 hours and includes a museum tour and a gathering with current volunteers. Become a museum tour guide, outreach speaker, cook, or serve Victorian parlor teas. To learn more about volunteering at the Molly Brown House, call 303-832-4092 or go to www.mollybrown.org.
What's the number one diet pill in America? Xantrex 3. Rapid weight loss, incredible energy in one amazing super pill. Xantrex 3. At stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
You're listening to the award-winning AM 1150 KNRC. We've been honored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association with 4 awards of excellence and by the Associated Press with 7 awards for excellence in news coverage, including one for best radio newscast in Colorado. Plus, Westward named Greg Dobbs Denver's best radio talk show host. KNRC is the youngest station in Colorado to achieve these prestigious honors. The award-winning AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel with you. Join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:55 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We have a winner for the last pair of tickets, Lisa from Arvada. So congratulations, all of you ticket winners. We'll have other things that we'll be giving away, so don't despair. And even if you don't win a ticket to something, what you're winning is fabulous talk radio, and that's really due in large part to the quality of callers that we have and listeners. I'm just amazed. I mean, I talk about us being among the nearly comatose to have a president of the quality that we have in the White House, but I am just, I think we have just fabulous callers and listeners to this program, and I'm thrilled and want to encourage more of you who have never even thought about calling a talk radio show to do it, because it costs you virtually nothing, and here you are able to really affect the conversation. Jerry calling from Parker. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, the ironic part, I think, Enid, one of them anyway, is that here we are with Operation Iraqi Freedom, and the last thing that I heard was that they have taken a vote that women will not be able to vote in this new election, at least if the majority, the quote, democracy gets their way, the Shiites they don't want women to participate in the election. So, I mean, I'm totally amazed that we went in there without talking about democracy and freedom, and we didn't even figure out that if we really gave them democracy, that half of the population would not be free. And that's exactly what's going on.
We didn't go in there to give them democracy and freedom. That's an afterthought when it turns out that there were no weapons of mass destruction. The reasons for going into Iraq vary from day to day.
Right.
And it only became an afterthought that it was democracy and freedom and so on when nobody could find weapons of mass destruction.
I'm also hearing that in the back, just only in Kabul in Afghanistan, are women really safe to be free, because in the rural communities,
yeah,
they're still, you know, ruled by the warlords. So
you're right about that, Jerry. Thank you for the call. Kenny, calling in from Loveland. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Enid, I can't believe anyone that sounds so intelligent could be so ignorant about
this. First of all, if you got your radio on, you got to turn it down, or you got to turn it off.
That's off.
Yeah, please.
Anyway, you sound like you're intelligent, but from a 58-year-old, you sound really, you are really ignorant, I'm sorry to say, but you're doing your best. I have a couple of comments. The fact that you brought
obviously a graduate of the Emily Post School of Etiquette.
Well, you know, you can be.
What is it that I'm ignorant about? Since that's what you led with.
Well, you're ignorant about almost everything you're talking about as to why we went into Iraq, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, why we go into Iraq? You tell me.
Well, we went into Iraq to stop a tyrant that was murdering.
No, that's not what he told us. We were told that there were weapons of mass destruction. Turned out to be a lie. You know what, Kenny? I would have to say of the two of us, you're more ignorant than I am. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. We're coming to the end of our time together. Get your congressmen and legislators to, there's a whole issue involving whether or not women can be in the hospital for 48 hours if they've had breast surgery. You know, get on that. I'll have more about that next week. Show your support. I'm getting this from people. It's a Breast Cancer Patient Protection Act requiring insurance companies to cover a minimum 48-hour hospital stay so that women don't have to have drive-by medicine. Also, after Condoleezza Rice will be deposed by the 9/11 Commission, not under oath and not under subpoena, and not publicly on Saturday. And remember, they got all of this information warning about the possibility of planes being used as weapons. And then you know what they all did? They went on vacation for a month, including President Bush. So I think that's one of the reasons the administration dragging their heels on testifying to the 9/11 Commission and making documents available. Joe Anderson, in the face of a debilitating cold, you have done a heroic job. And Jordan Lyles, you, in the face of a talk host like me, have also done a fabulous job. Have a wonderful weekend, the two of you. All of you, have a wonderful weekend. Doug Kellett is up next, 3 to 6. I will be back with you on Monday, noon to 3. Enid Goldstein, have a fabulous weekend. Do something generous and leave the world a better place than you found it.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Inglewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon, mostly sunny, 30 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by JCPenney. An independent committee will investigate the allegations that the University of Colorado football program uses sex parties and alcohol when recruiting players. The Board of Regents voted 7-2 for the independent investigation today. CU President Elizabeth Hoffman says creation of the committee is ultimately going to clear the university's name.
You folks saw what happened at this meeting, and my hope is that we have begun to turn the tide.
CU Chancellor Richard Binney says as far as he's concerned, the football program has done nothing wrong.
I have seen nothing to suggest a coach or employee was involved in either a sex party or a sex videotape. And again, this conduct by student athletes would be totally inconsistent with the standards of behavior set and communicated by Coach Barnett.
The findings of the committee must be completed by April 30th. CU has been sued by three women who say they were sexually assaulted at a party in December 2001 that was attended by recruits and Buff football players. Colorado higher education is in danger. That was the message from a group of students who gathered at the State House today. They were protesting proposed cuts to higher ed that will be heard during the current legislative session. Most of the students at the rally attend one of the four University of Colorado campuses. The mother of a deaf teenager who was shot and killed by Denver police last year has filed suit in federal court against